InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Then I was elected the first black woman to be elected a district attorney in the state of California, wow. San Francisco, and the first African-American ever elected as an attorney general.
Yes, because yes. You are
yes.
Idiot.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know that everybody knows that.
You always say what is untrue. You are a master falsifier. When somebody fact checks you, like a chameleon, you change your attire.
Karma loves a big fat liar. Karma loves a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
The time for cackling is through. Joe Biden's condition is dire. Now the party turns to you. It's time to claim what you desire.
Karma loves a big fat liar. Karma loves a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on.
Said that you work in fast food and put potatoes in a fryer. I hope they have a job for you come November when you are fired.
Karma loves a big fat liar. Karma loves a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on.
Few minutes of Real Alex Jones. It's amazing. Fire! It's Monday, September 9th, 2024. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I can officially tell you the Kamala Harris campaign never launched, blew up on the launch pad, but now it's officially collapsed into ruin.
But this November, the American people are going to tell her, no thanks, Kamala. You've done a terrible job. You've been terrible at everything you've done. You're ultra-liberal, and we don't want you here. We don't want you anywhere. Kamala, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired.
Kamala Harris is a big fat liar. A true masterpiece. We're going to give these folks credit and post it on Real Alex Jones right now. So go there and be sure and share it. All right, folks, it is Monday, September 9th, 2024. I cannot wait until the debate tomorrow night. Woo! But the biggest news is straight ahead. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put the New World Order back together again. Start your engines. We're back in 60 seconds. I'm Alex Jones.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Monday, September 9th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting and broadcasting worldwide. Hee-hi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of globalist scum. Be they live or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. Oh, I feel victory. I can see it, I can taste it, I can smell it, and I know it. 56 days, 14 hours, 52 minutes, 53 seconds for the most important election in world history. We are back, my friends, for another live global transmission that you're not supposed to see, that you're not supposed to share. But there's not just evil in the universe, there's also good. I exist, you exist, and we were created by the creator of all consciousness, all time, all dimensions. To say that I'm seething with energy is an understatement. Nine! To the new allure. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be 100% crystal clear that I don't engage in politics the way the Democratic Party and the way the hype machines do and the way the Republicans do as well. The perception is reality. You can be on 10 hits acid and be on a 50-story building and think you're a swallow or a eagle or a hawk and jump off. And when you hit the concrete on the bottom, you're going to bounce about 10 feet in the air and you're going to be a bloody mess and you're going to be dead. Perception is not reality. People can be delusional and believe a perception is reality. But if you perceive the words of Kamala Harris and CNN as true, you're living a delusion. So when I tell you, what I'm about to tell you right now, I think if you look at the evidence, you'll know I'm right. Most of you probably already understand this. But I'm not saying this to create an aura of invincibility so that the left caves in and joins us. Because they're nothing but followers, though that's now happening. I've been meaning to say this for 2 weeks, but I wasn't 100% sure because we hadn't exactly perfectly crossed the point of no return, the demarcation line. But I can tell you last night and this morning, looking at hundreds of stories and hundreds of videos, I prepare for each live hour, probably two. People ask, do you watch sports? Do you, what do you do? I exercise some, hang out with my family, and study. I really don't even hardly ever watch TV anymore. You can say I'm boring, but reality's too important. And so I've got, no exaggeration, 50 exhibits or more. That's a low number of examples of this just today. But let me announce it clearly. Because there's a paradox here. Just because Trump's going to win in a landslide, in reality, doesn't mean with the fraud, they might not still be able to steal it. But that window has closed from all the evidence we have. And so now all they have is murdering him. And they have the AI and the global crunching numbers. They knew that back in July. They already had their shooter ready. And they had the stand down in Butler, Pennsylvania. But here's the announcement. There has been a massive exodus in entertainers, in celebrities, low-level, mid-level, high-level, and the highest level, to Trump in the last couple years, but it's accelerated to speed never before seen in the last 48 hours. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Elton John. And a whole bunch of other people like Gretchen Wilson, top country star, it goes on and on. Meanwhile, you have Dick Cheney coming out, obviously on Friday, and endorsing Kamala, but even George W. Bush says he's not doing it. Now, Trump was already going to win in a bigger landslide than he won in 2016. He did not win in a big enough landslide because some of the propaganda worked. He still was ahead. He still won, but less than 10%, so they were able to steal it. This time, if they didn't have fraud, he'd win all 50 states, California, New York. The Democrats just run total fraud there. He would win all 50 states. Reagan won 49 in 1984 with re-election. So I don't want people to be overconfident because they can still try to trump reality, pun intended, with total fraud or an assassination. But they've only got so much fraud baked in, and we've talked a lot about the different ways they do that. Ballots that don't work in Republican precincts is a favorite. They've been arresting people all over the country. You're already caught setting it up. They did it in places like Arizona, obviously, Pennsylvania, Georgia. Water mains break, power goes out. They say they stop counting, they count even faster. You expose it, they sue you, have a rigged jury. You know, give them 70-something million like happened with Giuliani. But this is huge. And if you go look at the methodology of polls, CNN polls, that are still skewed towards Democrats, but not completely skewed, he's winning. New York Times polls, he's winning. Rasmussen's polls, he's winning. Gallup polls, he's winning. Big. And when they do specific polls locally that are scientific, Trump's got double-digit leads on Kamala on issues. So how's he double-digit in all the polls on issues? We're talking 25, 30 points in many cases, but always over 20. And then how could she be ahead in some of these other polls? Well, you read the methodology of those. They're being paid for by the Democratic Party, and you look at it, but a lot of the new ones, for the first time ever, that Kamala's putting out, do not even have the methodology or how they do it, the method. So they're in deep trouble. Absolutely mega massive deep trouble. And the Democrats thought they've imported 20-something million illegal aliens the last almost 4 years. And that will get them with the census coming up, more apportionment, more blue seats and more districts. And they admit that. And they can line up the illegals to go vote as well, but it's not happening fast enough. And there's too much of a landslide of black and Hispanic voters that are citizens over to them. And so it's a day late, a dollar short. Still be a fight down the road. And you've got the Venezuelan criminal gangs that are so vicious. I mean, from street children when they're 10 years old up, by the time they're 20, they're hardened criminals. Barbarous. Much as shoot you as, you know, look at you. And you've got the Haitians who have had a collapsed country for many decades, the Clintons feeding off of them, all of it, being brought in medium-sized towns, cities, you know, 20, 30,000 a pop, like Springfield, Ohio, which is they're eating the dogs, the cats, raping, burning, murdering, just like zombies running around. We have all these countless videos, and that really captures the public's attention. And then you've got the open border, and you've got the war in Ukraine, and you've got the devalued dollar, and you've got all the lying, and it just isn't working. And then you've got Democrats running around everywhere saying, attack Republicans, put them in prison, we're going to overthrow the country. You know, too bad Trump didn't get killed. And that's what The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, said. He said, their rhetoric's really dangerous. They're calling for violence, and I've always liked Trump, and I think he's great. That's as clear an endorsement as you're going to get. And a lot of that is because I know people that know The Rock well. They say he's a super nice guy, super cool, great guy, but he's an entertainer. He reads off a script. He's an actor. So when you get the Elton Johns and The Rocks and so many others, you know, these aren't the Tom Selleck's that have always been there, or Voight, or one of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell, and he's been saying stuff for his whole career that he's a conservative. They didn't support Trump because now it's popular. They've done it because they're good guys. But Elton John saying Trump's brilliant, really nice, and a great guy, and he likes him. And the host says, you know, we know you don't support him. And he's like, well, actually, I do. So what's happened is watching Trump almost get killed and seeing the cackling crazy witch and Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, a known Chinese agent, and everything he says is a lie, people that are wealthy and successful are going, why would we do this? Now, still all the big banks and BlackRock, literally 95% of the big banker money is going to Kamala. They're the establishment. So the whole DNC was about how they're the renegades and blue-collar workers and union workers. Give me a break. The majority of the union workers are supporting Trump, but not their leadership. You got Tim Walz saying, for us to have the best military, we're going to have more transgenders. I mean, this is how you undermine the country. He's given a script. He follows it. So that's my announcement. Dr. Drew is coming up. Great, iconic person. Top ratings on TV. You know, got canceled because he exposed the COVID shots. Still as popular as ever. Doing his own show. He's joining us to talk about a whole host of issues. And I'd written a list of questions for him, and I thought I'd send it to the printer. Can I have those? Please, thank you. Maybe it's in here. So he's coming up next hour. And Roger Stone is joining us to talk about these reports that, oh, the guy that the Nostradamus of elections that calls all the elections right, which he hasn't, says that Kamala's going to win. So you still have people putting out that idea that, oh, she's going to win, so they try to steal it. It sounds legitimate. So they had to get rid of Biden because it wasn't legitimate the first time. Nobody really bought it. And now, 4 years later, nobody was buying it. And if she has a disastrous performance tomorrow night, which I think she will, I have said they may replace her. And you're like, that's crazy. Well, they already replaced Biden. And even Vivek Ramaswamy, who's very smart, came out and said he thinks they might replace her. You're going to see some crazy stuff. Absolutely. So we are in very, very perilous, insane, crazy times right now. And it's very important that we understand the basic fact that all the globalists have is reckless actions at this point. That's all they have left. And we've already seen an escalation in reckless behavior all the way up to World War III level garbage. And so when I get up here and say Trump is going to have the biggest landslide in American history from the numbers and evidence I'm seeing, but our enemies have a normalcy bias of always winning for the last 80 years controlling this country, the deep state, the permanent bureaucracy, and the big financial interests that control it, that I can tell you the bad news, they're not going to give up. So poison Trump, blow up his airplane, shoot him, truck bomb him, cyber attack, say the Russians did it, knock the power out in part of the country, the whole thing. You got the FBI, you got Klaus Schwab, you've got them all saying over and over and over and over again that there will be huge devastating events that'll make COVID look like a minor inconvenience. And they've been increasing that rhetoric, turning it all the way up to 10 in recent months and weeks. So just be ready for that and have your head on a swivel. If you also add to that equation the Ukraine situation, and I'll get to this in the third hour. It's going to take some time to go over. The Russians have been pouring massive numbers of troops into Ukraine, hundreds of thousands in the last few months on top of what were there. They have massively increased their missile attacks with ballistic and cruise missiles in the last 5 days, and they are blowing up Ukrainian military bases and troop formations everywhere, and have basically, the estimates are, increased the amount of troop kills against the Ukrainians tenfold, whatever happened. So Russia was holding back for the last 2.5 years, and now is sending in, it appears, more of their main force, because they sent in the conscripts and, you know, kind of their National Guard level people. That's an old military tactic to use up your less capable forces to suck up the enemy's weapons cache. That's why they have the term cannon fodder. You know, you feed people to cannons. That goes back hundreds of years. And then later you bring in your elite forces. And Putin's not even committed those yet. So that whole thing is deteriorating out of control. But it really is a giant, massive announcement that all of these top-tier celebrities, who I don't care about their endorsement intellectually, who cares what some actor says, unless they've been like Ronald Reagan for decades fighting communists and stopping communists and getting in, famously, they never really hype it up, but him and John Wayne would go out and get in literally street battles with the communists. You watch the Reagan movie, they show him and guys getting off a bus to go fight. And later he talks about, you know, I've got scars all over me from the communists. That's all real. I mean, Ronald Reagan used to go beat up communists with John Wayne. And so I do care about an actor if they have a long history of standing up for the country. It doesn't mean Reagan was perfect by any stretch of imagination. But I have a lot more respect for somebody like Trump that actually runs a bunch of businesses and has gone through all this hell. And here's another key point. Trump is now coming right out. A lot of people said Trump shouldn't do this. I said he should. And saying, yeah, we do have to arrest all these globalists. They've committed a bunch of crimes. And yeah, we are going to put people in jail that were involved in election meddling. And yeah, and if you do get caught election meddling this time, we'll put you in prison. And if you're a federal employee that did it, we'll fire you bare minimum. The fact that he's signaling that he's not going to try to have a coalition government like he did 8 years ago, they stabbed him in the back. He tried to work with him. He's like, hey, we'll have prosperity and security. This destroying America thing is over. But don't worry, all your companies, including globals, will make record money. And they doubled, more than doubled their money under Trump. But that they don't want the money because they already have basically unlimited money. They want the power. They want the control over your body, over your soul, over your mind. They want your soul, like the song says. Let's come back in with that if we can. We want your soul. Now, again, I know most of the audience understands this forwards, backwards. I get that. But when you get people like Elton John and The Rock coming out and saying Trump's a great guy and a genius and really good, they've always liked him, That's their PR firms when they're like, hey, I don't want to support Kamala. This looks dangerous, and my fans don't like me not endorsing. There's massive pressure for people to do this. Now let me say something about Joe Rogan, who I know very well. I'll leave it at that. We talk quite a bit. Exchange text messages every day. Joe, in reality, is devastating the left and their whole agenda and exposing the mass death from the shots and exposing the eugenics operation and exposing the open borders and exposing Kamala. But then he'll occasionally say something nice about Kamala. And I'm going to just tell you the secret here. And I'm not going to say I heard it right from him. Maybe I did. But by saying publicly you're nonpartisan when you're actually, in reality, doing everything that's patriotic and hurting the globalist, you keep the channel open to the left to keep listening to you. Not that you even need their money or sponsorship, because you could go all populist and probably even have a bigger audience and make even more money, in this climate particularly, if you're Joe who survived and been able to not be shut down. But the left stops listening. He wants to convince them in a judo move, and that's what he's doing. And that's the inside baseball. So people say he needs to endorse Trump officially. Yeah, I mean, I think you should go all the way to that. I think you should do it because we're at a crossroads. But I get what he's been doing. People like George Strait, who I know his band, going back, you know, Ace in the Hole, been to some of their events, talked to him. I have people that know George Strait. He's super conservative, Trump supporter. I've been told he's a big listener. So is Hank Williams Jr. He's very close to coming on the show, just decided not to 15 years ago, or whenever he got taken off the NFL at first. And it's not that I do love their music. It's that they have so many fans. They've not been political very much. At this moment, we need George Strait. And I'm not singling him out. He's just as big as you get in country music. So, man, the country's in trouble. This isn't the time to just say, well, we want to sell tickets to both Republicans and Democrats. No. And I talked to Willie, who I know very well. And I love Willie to death. God, he's like 93 years old now or whatever. But last time I had dinner with him, 10 years ago, he was not the Willie Nelson I knew 10 years before that. And now, the lights are home. The lights are home. The lights are on. It's a Clint Black song. The lights are on, but nobody's home. And that's where that is. But it'd be great to see Willie. But he's, you know, a liberal Democrat, but he likes my show. He understands what's going on. Back when I was anti-Bush, oh, he'd call me up, go to his house, play chess, go out to eat. Great guy. Reminds me so much of, they're all dead now, but family in East Texas. My dad's family comes just a couple counties over from where he's from. And I'm telling you, that Willie Nelson, man, that is just the way he looks, the way he talks. That's what my dad's family, other than his dad, they were all like John Wayne looking guys, but the other big branch of the family out there all look like Willie Nelson. It's just crazy. But side issues. We're going to come back with Roger Stone. This is just a big deal, folks. And it's going down. So anybody saying they're not excited or intrigued is a fool. I don't need Netflix or video games. I've got reality. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone is joining us in 2 minutes. He has massive intel on the 2024 election. One of the top political analysts in the country and, of course, former chief advisor to President Trump and current confidant. But first, Charlie Kirk states something that's a well-known fact, but he states it very well. And I want this to sink in because this is the reality. The Democrat globalists hate America. They're doing it all on purpose. They're not incompetent. Here it is.
What the Democrats are doing is a deliberate plan of destruction against the United States of America. This is not that Joe Biden does not, well, he doesn't really know where he is. I mean, but that's a separate issue. His team knows what they're doing. They hate the country. They have bitterness for this republic, and they are making intentional steps to ruin it. In the 1970s, there were two Marxist communist political philosophers, Cloward Piven, who wrote a document saying that we are going to turn America into a communist country by doing three things. We will destroy the U.S. dollar by printing trillions of dollars we do not have. We will build a deep state of government agents that will go after everyday citizens and that will absorb the private sector. And we will open up the southern border of the United States to allow tens of millions of third worlders to come into the country. This is called the Cloward Piven strategy. Trillions of dollars we do not have. A deep state administrative state that is destroying the country and is locking up our political dissidents and allowing the third world to come into America. It is not a mistake or an accident what Joe Biden is doing. It is intentional. And therefore, it is evil what he is doing. He is a traitor to the United States of America.
All right, Roger Stone joins us. I set him up for the show a couple days ago. We haven't talked. I'd imagine he wasn't listening. He's always very busy. So I'm going to just restate what I said in the first 30 minutes. And Roger never wants to say it's in the bag because 56 days is a lifetime in politics. But that said, talking to the public, seeing what I experience out, you know, in the street, and looking at, in just the last 48 hours, Elton John, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, all these other huge musicians, top people everywhere, world leaders saying great things about Trump, that he's a genius, that he's always been nice, that they like him, that they think he's a great man. And then also what they say, like America's in trouble, the Democrats are violent, they're going to do bad things. That's what Rock said, The Rock said. Those guys know where their fan base is. They know it's hurting them more not to support Trump. So I don't care what some musician or actor says or does when they're just being paid to put out something. I care about men and women of action, you know, scientists and military people and heroes and you know, folks that inventors and people that have morals and for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades stand on the same major issues. You know, I hate the globalists, but I respect them because at least they're planning to take over and turn humans into cyborgs and kill the majority of us. I mean, they're really doing it. So I respect them. I hate every stinking cell in their bodies, but I understand that they are committed. They know who they are. They have a purpose. We need to get our purpose, and we're getting that. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. There's a lot of bad methodology in polls that the Democrats are paying for, their subsidiaries are. You can track that. They're saying she's winning, but she said last week, and I played the clip. Let's pull it up again if we can for later. We use another one of her fake Southern voices. She's like, now don't you think, or however she does it, I can't even imitate it. It's so fake. I tell y'all, don't be thinking I'm going to win so easy. Them polls ain't right. It's really close. Yeah, you're really far behind. So she said, don't listen to the polls. That's to convince people not to, the Republican to give up, but we're actually real close. I need all you to vote right now. We play the clip. It's bizarre that she's in that voice, but that's desperation. So I'm not saying don't go vote. I'm not saying don't get others to go vote. I'm not saying to not keep waking people up because they got a lot of fraud they can bake in, but they tried to kill him July 13th because they already knew they can't stop him, which means black swans, expanded wars, cyber attacks, power outages, new assassination attempts. And we got to keep that on the front burner. In this modern culture, there's so much entertainment and so much garbage. People don't differentiate a movie from the real world. This is the real world. I know our general audience knows that. I'm not being patronizing. I'm simply saying we need to understand how critical and how urgent the situation is. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, hosts a daily, very popular program and also a top show now being syndicated by WABC, the top station in the country. Roger, so much craziness. I want to walk through this. Do you agree with what I just said, or you want to you'll take us to the next level on it, because I always defer to you on these matters. There's not many people that actually know more than I do, but you do on the issue of elections by a thousand miles. And then where Trump's going, what you expect in the debate tomorrow night between the laughing hyena and our champion, DJT, Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, the first thing I'm upset about is, you're right, I was in New York for the weekend, went up there for a great charity event put on by 77 WABC, and also for the first time broadcast my Sunday radio show from their studios, which I had never done before. It's a great experience. But when I came back, Alex, my cat is missing. So I'm really beginning to worry that perhaps some Haitian illegal immigrant has eaten my cat. It's a very legitimate concern. I've looked everywhere. This cat's always at the front door when I come home. So it's a very real concern. to go to your question, I'm growingly optimistic. Now, you know, I'm never optimistic. Very, very cautious about these things. And I recognize the volatility of our politics. I recognize that the pool of voters who are still available is very small. I recognize particularly that although they don't have the monopoly on mainstream media discourse that they had in 2016 and in 2020, they still have enormous influence. And I'm still tremendously concerned about censorship. Censorship, I still think, is the number one problem, because if we can't freely exchange ideas, if we can't express our views, well, then we really can't raise any of these other questions that are facing America. I was shocked to see a guy that I went to high school with, Robert Reich. Now, I always knew Robert Reich was he's kind of a pompous guy, and I always knew he was a liberal, a leftist. But he now wants Elon Musk to be arrested and prosecuted because he lets people like you and I back on his social media platform X. If this isn't authoritarianism, if this isn't Bolshevism, what is it?
And here's a photo you sent from your yearbook. Here you are. This was Bill Clinton's chief economic advisor, an admitted communist. He's been calling for Elon Musk arrest. What do you make of that?
It's extraordinary, particularly when you combine it with Kamala Harris herself saying that her Justice Department would be charged with shutting down and arresting those who were spreading quote unquote misinformation. Who is to decide what's true and what's false? I think that's the consumer. That's the voter. That's the average American. Let them decide. I see a lot of crazy left-wing stuff on the social media platforms, for example, that there was never any assassination attempt on Donald Trump. That was all a hoax. Nobody ever really got shot. That was staged, and Roger Stone did it. Roger Stone orchestrated it. Well, Alex, if they can sue you falsely for comments that you didn't even really make about Sandy Hook, then are they not liable as well? This has brought members of my family extraordinary harassment. Why did your father orchestrate this fake attack on Donald Trump? This disrespects the memory of Corey Comparatore, the poor guy, the American, the firefighter who took one to the head and died while shielding his daughter and his wife. It's the most outrageous conspiracy theory of the left I've ever seen.
And since you raised that, let's be clear. There was no footage or witnesses live on TV with Sandy Hook, which I do think happened. The internet didn't believe it. It was a huge multi-year story. I barely ever talked about it. They hired PR firms to hype up things I never did to then sue me and then rig court cases to create the Alex Jones exception to the First Amendment, which the Democrats have admitted to on MSNBC and CNN. With Trump, Trump gets grazed, two others get shot, one man gets killed, shot in the back of the head, the firefighter who was shielding his wife and daughter. This happened, and the idiot left, like Rosie O'Donnell goes, when you shoot a big old bullet, you know, she's showing the whole cartridge, it'll blow you. No. She doesn't get, when it grazes you, it just does a scrape. And they go, no, it's a big bullet. It blows the ear off. No, it doesn't. And I've been so busy, I haven't gone out to a field with, say, a watermelon and set it up at 150 yards like this guy did, and I can set the scope where I'm a good enough shot where I will graze, just barely touch the watermelon, and people see a little scratch on it. Somebody listening, go out and do it and send us a video. I'm too busy to do it. But anybody that's been around this knows this. And then you actually shoot, then I'll shoot the watermelon dead on, and it'll blow the whole back out. So Kennedy, if you'd been grazed on the ear, bullet just whizzes by, barely touches, it cuts you, and it keeps going. Okay? Now, if it hits you in the skull, it goes in, the bullet then expands, fragments with compression, and blasts that gas pressure out. The back of the head blows off, and the head opens up like a flower, basically. So These idiots don't understand guns, Roger.
Well, look, there's not only the question that Corey Compiteri lost his life. Two people were seriously wounded. Yes, I'm sorry, there are photographs of Trump's ear immediately after he got grazed by a bullet. And there's a lot of blood. But Joy Reid, for example, at MSNBC, says that this was all orchestrated, that Trump bit some kind of capsule that simulated this blood. This is truly insanity. But my daughter works as a nurse in an emergency room, and she's been accosted. Why did your father orchestrate this fake assassination attempt on Trump? I'm sorry, if they're going to be able to destroy you based on these lies, they're lying about me, and they should be held responsible.
Well, under the First Amendment, they have a right to lie about you. They rigged the cases against me. What they don't have a right to do is harass you. And I know your wife's been physically attacked, you've been attacked, and they know exactly what they're doing. But that's why The Rock came out. We'll play a clip in a moment. And said he likes Trump. Trump's always been a great guy, and he's worried about Democrats because they're pushing violence. That's an endorsement. He didn't say I officially endorse him. He said I've known him. He's a great guy. Always liked him. Plus, the Democrats are dangerous. That is a powerful statement. So is the statement by Elton John. The reporter's like, you don't support him. We know, but what do you think of him? And he's like, no, I think he's a genius. I like him a lot. He's a great guy. So again, that is a major sign that people in the system, and there's a bunch of other examples, understand this is do or die. And you've had Musk come out and say he fully endorses Trump and now putting in tons of money. You've got all these other prominent people. This has really got the system scared. So let's back-to-back play The Rock at an amazing event that Patrick Bet-David just put on over the weekend. Congratulations how he's exploded. He's been big for 6-7 years, but he's really big now. Congratulations to Patrick Bet-David. It's great to have more people super hardcore and reaching tens of millions a day. And congratulations to The Rock doing the right thing. And congratulate that makes up for his Maui behavior with Oprah. And congratulations to, you know, obviously everybody else that is doing that, like Elton John. Let's roll those clips back to back.
Trump used to come watch me wrestle all the time, Pat. Madison Square Garden, Pat. It was great. First time I saw him, I said, let me see the eyebrows. God, there it is. That's cool. So he was a fan. He watched you as a fan.
Oh, he was.
Yes. Yeah. That's cool. He used to come to Madison Square Garden all the time. Big
surprise. Whether you love Donald, you don't love Donald, it doesn't matter. Tried to assassinate him. There's no room for that. And despite it being who we were in that moment, I still believe in my core that is not who we are as a country. So him standing up in that moment, you wanted to see that.
I know that you're not a supporter of Donald Trump's. He loves your music. How did it feel when he took the lyrics to Rocket Man and he used it as a nickname for Kim Jong-un, and then he gave Kim Jong-un...
I laughed. I thought it was brilliant. I just thought, good on you, Donald. I'm the Rocket Man, yeah. Donald's always been a fan of mine, and he's been to my concerts many, many times. I've always been friendly towards him, and I thank him for his support. Yeah, when he did that, I just thought it was hilarious. It made me laugh.
He gave Kim one of your CDs and signed it. That was one of the books about him, because Kim, I guess, didn't know the song. So,
what's that?
He gave Kim Jong-un the signed CD.
Yes.
He never heard of it.
I know, because he hasn't heard of me, Kim Jong-un. Maybe he'd be very surprised if he had. I've never toured North Korea, and I have no intention of doing so. I thought it was a light moment, and it was fun.
So they're trying to get Elton John to attack Trump, and he doesn't. And The Rock says, look, Trump got shot. He stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. This is dangerous what the Democrats are doing. Again, this is another major bellwether sign. And I've got so many other examples here, Roger. What do you make of Trump way ahead in the betting markets now? Well, way ahead in New York Times polls that actually do real polls in the case. I looked at the methodology versus all these fake stories and fake polls they admit Kamala's flooding the zone with.
You know, Alex, I looked specifically at that New York Times Siena College poll that I think a few weeks ago had Trump trailing by 3, and it was pretty easy to see that they had oversampled Democrats to get that result. Now, Maybe they did it purposely. Maybe it was a methodological mistake. It's possible. That was corrected in this poll. So in this poll, you had what I think was a more accurate sample from which to poll. Now has Trump leading by one. A very good source tells me that in Pennsylvania, a new poll taken for Senator Bob Casey, Democrat who's running for re-election, shows Kamala now trailing in Pennsylvania by two. And with Trump having major movement in the collar counties around Philadelphia, and particularly among women, based specifically on economic issues, on inflation, the cost of groceries, the cost of living, the cost of gasoline. So I'm optimistic. The most amazing development, though, Alex, is the endorsement of Dick Cheney, the vice president who foisted upon this country a completely fake war.
By the way, you just read my mind. That was my next question. If you think it's okay to kill people in order to get rich, you're on their side. Tucker Carlson responds to the Cheney clan endorsing Kamala. And then, start over, someone interrupt you. But then George W. comes out and says, I'm not endorsing Kamala, which is a tacit endorsement of Trump. What do you make of that? Start over.
Well, first of all, Dick Cheney used to be the most hated man on the American left. I mean, he lied our way into war, as you know. This is a war in which tens of thousands of Americans lost their lives and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis lost their lives based on Dick Cheney's false claim that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and that Saddam Hussein was somehow involved in the attack on America on 9/11. Those are two massive lies. Now, Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, made tens of millions of dollars.
$7 billion.
Based on this fake war. Just the idea that the mainstream media, I watched this interview with Dana Bash on CNN. She thinks the endorsement of Dick Cheney, one of the most hated men in America, is more important than the historic endorsement of Donald Trump by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I think distinguished himself in his campaign by talking about issues that no one else can talk about. And who now clearly recognizes the innate danger of the deep state and the neocon war machine. If you took a poll today, I guarantee you that Robert Kennedy's better known than Dick Cheney, and I guarantee you that he is more respected and more popular than Dick Cheney.
Well, sure. Let me add to that. I think it's clear, but it's a no-brainer. Liz Cheney endorsing Kamala and now Dick Cheney, her father, doing it, is an obvious giant negative. In fact, in the history of Congress, you know this, there's never been an incumbent get as bad a numbers as she got. Then you got Kinzinger and the rest of them. These establishment neocons are loathed and hated. And haven't the neocons pretty much now finally been driven from leadership positions in the Republican Party, other than like Lindsey Graham?
Certainly, this is a new Republican Party. This is the party of America first. But look, I'll take this trade all day. Robert F. Kennedy, and particularly Tulsi Gabbard, who I just am extraordinarily impressed with as a communicator, as someone who's really exposed the war machine, I will trade them any day of the week for Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kissinger. It's not sure. Even close. We're on the cusp of a realignment in this country. We are on the cusp of building a new American majority based on common sense. This is historic. And look, Robert Kennedy's got to be given huge credit for putting aside his own aspirations, putting aside his own ego. There's nothing in this for him. As he correctly said, there was no quid pro quo. He's been promised nothing by Donald Trump other than a seat at the table where they can work together to correct the excesses of big pharma and to stop the poisoning of our food and to stop the war machine. So to me, Robert Kennedy is a hero for what he's done here. Just think about this for a moment, because you grew up at the same time. I'm a little older than you, but not that much. A Kennedy, the most revered name in the Democrat Party, endorsing the Republican candidate for president. This is truly, truly historic.
Now, Roger, a little bird, also very close to Trump, told me last week that Trump is so busy campaigning and running everything, and that he really does still mainly watch CNN, Fox News, and ABC, which ABC he hates, but he does admits he watches it. And he's finally in interviews going, you know, the internet's bigger and it really starting to take away from the mainstream media. No, it's been a shadow for a long time, but so many older politicians like Trump, who aren't savvy like you, who's older, but you know, has always been at the cutting edge, still doesn't get that it's way bigger. He's like, yeah, Elon Musk got like a billion plus people that clicked on it, and they estimated 700 million watched large parts of it just in the one feed that everybody else posted it. We had like 15 million views of it ourselves on the channel. I mean, it's insane. So I think Trump realizing that the system doesn't have power anymore and just to ignore the mainstream media pretty much is the way to go and not always respond like he did when he was president to every new little bomb that Acosta or somebody would throw at him to divert him. I think it's really a big deal that Trump is starting to really, really understand that.
You know, I think the key to this has been his son, Barron. His son Barron is very tuned into alternative media, particularly some of the more popular podcasters, which now you see Trump reaching enormous new audiences. This terrific interview he did with Sean Ryan, who I'm not that familiar with, but I've seen his numbers and they're very, very impressive. I hope he goes on with Patrick Bet David soon.
No, Grace, let me stop you real quick with a limited time. Do 5 more minutes and then Dr. Drew's coming up. Quickly, though, I front the little bird story that Trump really didn't even know much about Tulsi Gabbard. And then once he found out how amazing he was, gosh, he's like, why didn't I pick her? He wants Kennedy, but why did I get her for VP? Or why didn't I mean, so he's just now discovered her.
Yeah, he's very, very high on her, as he should be. She's a great communicator, and you really need to read her book about why she left the Democrat Party. But
look, I know you're friends with her, but did you hear the same thing, that Trump just kind of now discovered her?
I think he now fully appreciates how great she is. I don't think he'd ever really focused on the way she destroyed Kamala Harris in that debate. But don't sell J.D. Vance short. His moment is going to come. There's going to be a defining moment in this campaign. I think it'll be in the debate when he crushes and exposes Tim Walz. And he's going to prove to be the right guy.
I agree. Right? Stay there. Do 5 more minutes. Talk about the debate coming up tomorrow night. And then Dr. Drew joins us for the rest of the hour. Roger Stone's our guest, StoneZone.com. Be sure to follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
little segment with the legendary Roger Stone and then the legendary Dr. Drew's joining us coming up in about 6 minutes. Roger, the big debate tomorrow night. We know she likes to throw out mindless one-liners. She can't operate without a teleprompter. She did terrible on CNN. When Trump destroyed Biden, that's why they obviously made him step down in the debate with Biden. Vivek Ramaswamy's saying if she does a terrible job, they might even try to replace her. Cover that waterfront and what you're predicting for tomorrow night, which I'll be simulcasting with you, Luke Radowski, and others with full coverage of the debate before, during, and after. Roger Stone.
You know, Alex, look, the expectation level for the president is, as it should be, very high. He's a champion debater. He doesn't do the kind of traditional debate preparation, you know, where they bring in somebody to play Kamala Harris. He just doesn't do it that way. He's been working very closely with Tulsi Gabbard on debate preparation because she's the last person to destroy Kamala Harris in a debate. But even she says, look, he doesn't need to be coached on how to debate. He's the best at that. Where I can help him is I know her style. I know her moves. I know her record. And I think this collaboration is going to be very successful. But nobody needs to tell Donald Trump how to debate. He may be the best debater, you know, in my lifetime. She doesn't even answer questions when they're shouted at her by reporters as she walks from the plane to the car. It's not just that she doesn't do interviews with reporters. It's not that she won't just do a press conference. I don't think this lady's capable of putting together a cogent sentence. And therefore, my guess is they're trying to cram her into remembering everything. And that's never a very good debate strategy. So, look, I'm optimistic. No matter what happens, we both know that the media will try to somehow spin this as a phenomenal victory by Kamala Harris. But the American people will see this with their own eyes. So I know he feels good about it. I think he's completely prepared. He's got a record to run on. She's got a record to run away from. How do you claim to be an agent of change? How do you claim you want to take America in a different direction when you're part of the disastrous direction that she's been taking America in? I'm really looking forward to doing this breakdown after the debate with you at InfoWars, with Luke Radowski at his great show, and, of course, at the Stone Zone. We did this last time. It was terrific. I'm very excited about this. I think it's going to be a great night.
Roger, minute and a half left. We don't like to talk about it, but people forget they just tried to kill Trump. That's the only move I see the deep state having. What's your view on that? Pray for President Trump. What else can we do?
I share your concern about this. I've been very open and talked about it. I noticed Kash Patel in a great interview with Sean Ryan raised the question. I still think that they may determine the only shot they have to elect Kamala Harris, this laughing hyena, is to elevate her to the presidency. And if Joe won't go willingly, well, you know, I fear the worst. This is not something I want to see happen. It's not something I know that there's a plot to actually do, but I do pray about it because look, they were willing to kill John F. Kennedy. I documented that in a book. They tried to kill Ronald Reagan. My new book will be out soon on that. And we know what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Every week they're disturbing new stories.
That's right.
Because of courageous congressmen like Matt Gaetz and Corey Mills, and Clay Higgins. We still don't have all of
that's right.
Hands.
Roger, look forward to joining you tomorrow for live coverage simulcast of this epic debate. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
All right, Dr. Drew's coming on right now at the break. Please remember, we're listener-supported, plus we've got great products. Our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, has next-level foundational energy. It's super popular. It's selling out. We'll get more in a few months. And it cleans out your cells. It doesn't have a stimulant effect like regular stimulants. There's no letdown, but it has a huge effect like a stimulant. You want next-level foundational energy selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. 5-star reviews, so many other great products at drjonesnaturals.com. We need your support, plus these are amazing products. Go now to drjonesnaturals.com. You don't spell out doctor, just drjonesnaturals.com. Talking about doctors, Dr. Drew, straight ahead. Stay with us.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gentlemen, we are now into hour number two of the Alex Jones Show, Monday, September 9th, 2024, and I am really excited about having this guy on. I've been a fan for decades, Dr. Drew Pinsky, MD, just known as Dr. Drew. Obviously, he's a medical doctor, hosted some of the most popular shows in mainstream media, and now alternative, that is the new dominant media. He's got one of the top podcasts and shows in the world, not just in medicine. You can find out everything about him and what he's simply doing on his website, and we'll be putting that on screen for all of you here today. There's so much I want to go over with him, and I sent him some questions, but when we learned we could get him on the show, I've been trying for years, I said, what does he want to talk about? Because I've certainly got a lot of really important questions I want to go over, and the aftermath of the COVID shots and the origins and Fauci and the new fear-mongering with the bird flu and the monkeypox, now they're calling it mpox, and the UN treaties, and you know, we've got the election and all the things that are unfolding right now. But just first off, it's great to have you, Dr. Drew.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you having me. And yeah, all of those things. I'm ready to talk about any and all of it, whatever interests you. I've been living it. That Ask Dr. Drew show you just put up there, we started that during COVID in the dark hours. My wife just said, you know, we ought to do a stream and tell people, you got to give people your thoughts about what's going on. I felt like the French underground, just giving information as I thought it was coming forward. And most of it was, of course, not in the mainstream media. And we slowly started moving over to interviewing people who had been canceled. And I'll be damned if I didn't learn something important from every single guest I spoke to, not the least of which was RFK Jr., of whom I was not a particular fan until he spoke to me. And I was like, this guy really makes sense. And at the end, and this is the point for this story, Alex, at the end, he said, you know, you're so courageous for speaking with me. And I was shocked. I thought, we live in a country now where a physician and a lawyer speaking in a public domain, you need courage to do that? Oh, my God, we are through the looking glass. And since then, which was about 2 or 3 years ago, my absolute commitment is to free speech, and thus I am here.
And you're easy to find on X at Dr. Drew, drdrew.com. But you don't need any introduction. Let's talk big picture first. And I was going to actually ask you up front about attempts to cancel you, attempts to shut you down, because sure. You were... Before the whole COVID hysteria, you had big issues with some of the problems, the liability protection of vaccines. But now the numbers are there. They admit at the Davos Group. They admit at the Clinton Foundation. They admit at Johns Hopkins that trust in the medical system is at all-time lows, not with individual doctors or nurses, but with the system. And they've got big studies out, as I'm sure you know, that in the past, medicine had the highest confidence rate, over 90%. 30 years ago, then it went down to 80, 70. Now it's at 40 or lower in polls. Can you just speak in general with decades and decades and decades and decades in practice, what's changed and why you think people have such a loss of confidence?
Yeah, Alex, this is a huge topic. So let me see. And please interrupt me if I go on too on about this, because I've lived it my entire career. It really started... It started with the assault on the physician-patient relationship. It was really the insurance companies that originally assaulted that. I will tell you a quick story about how egregious it became when the HMOs and the DRGs were kicking in the 80s and 90s. I had a colleague who was an excellent physician. He became an HMO administrator. I was running an addiction program in a freestanding psychiatric hospital at the time. And his program, his insurance resources, kept forcing us to send his patients out before they were ready. And I called him and I said, look, these detox, we got to do more with them. I'll tell you what, you name your price. I will use my resources to treat these people. This is too demoralizing for me and my staff. You name your price. And he goes, no, I just want a 3-day detox. And I said, do you mean to believe that after 3-day detox, these patients are okay and well? He goes, no. But if they detox 3 times and relapse each time, then they'll lose their job and then they're no longer my concern. And I thought, oh my God, here we are. This is it. And that was 40 years ago or 35 years ago. And things have continued to deteriorate from them. The insurance industry played shenanigans that's a longer story. It's going to bore people if I get into it.
No, it's important. People need to hear the process of your awakening.
All right. So here's what used to happen. So as time went on, I started recognizing what the insurance company's game was. And they would ask for, as soon as you'd admit a patient, they say, we need a doctor-to-doctor review. And that doctor-to-doctor would be some maniac out in Michigan or just a clerk with a guidebook, if it wasn't even a physician or maybe it was a nurse practitioner or something. And that person's job was to get the patient out of the hospital. And I would say, look, your criteria, my patient does not meet your criteria. They meet my criteria. I need them to stay. I'm sitting here watching this patient, and it's my judgment that it'd be dangerous for this patient to leave. Too bad. Patients told that their insurance has cut them off. They call the insurance company. The insurance company says, well, of course, if Dr. Pinsky would just give us the information, we'll of course keep you in the hospital. What they don't tell the patient is their criteria is what I need to give them, which were ridiculous and arbitrary, and the patient did not meet those criteria. Then patient's discharged, or the patient stays and incurs a huge bill. Patient goes home, let's say, kills themselves. The insurance company says, we don't practice medicine. There's Dr. Pinsky's signature right there on the discharge order. So I make a complaint to the insurance commissioner about their practices. The next thing I hear is, oh, Dr. Pinsky, you don't like our business practices? I tell you what, we're not just going to decertify you. We will decertify the entire hospital. This was the game in the 90s. Now it's gotten worse and worse and worse. Now the doctors are now employees. What COVID showed us is so many of us are under the influence of adulterating influences that we didn't used to have to even think about. We thought only about the well-being of the patient in front of us. And now we have bosses, we have hospital administrators, we have regulatory agencies, and that's where things really go off the rail. And I'll tell you how that story works if you're interested. You want to know how the regulators mess everything up?
Of course, you're the expert. You've been through this. Right. And people need to know the de-evolution or evolution of this tyranny to where we now learned this year that $2.3 billion was given by the government, by the CDC and FDA, to pharmacies, mainly Walgreens and CVS, to not prescribe ivermectin and things that the doctors were prescribing. And now the feds have had to admit, okay, it did work. We suppressed it. We're sorry. We killed a bunch of people. So we've gotten to the point where big pharma, with kind of Bill Gates up at the top, who's not even a doctor, is deciding through these systems what doctors, nurses, and nurse practitioners can do. And then they also, again, hang you guys out to dry, decertify you, try to get you fired. Yep. I mean, this is really a very dangerous cartel.
It is dangerous, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. That, look, turning over all my cards, I'm not convinced ivermectin worked, but I will go to the mat to protect a physician who's got the patient in front of him or her, and it's their judgment that this is the right thing to do for that patient. We should all be going to the mat to protect that. And the reason there's deterioration in our trust in the physicians is because we have been so adulterated and can't do our work. And by the way, it's in the intellectual practice of medicine, not the surgical, interestingly. The surgeons, you can't interfere with the surgical environment when the doctor is making decisions in the surgical arena. He or she is just making decisions. They haven't figured out how to adulterate that yet, but trust me, they will.
If the trajectory of big pharma and the big corporations and insurance companies that control not just American medicine, but most prosperous nations, they've taken it over, on the trajectory they're going from 80% or 90% support decades ago to 40% in these big studies, and it's falling even faster, where does that trajectory go? Because they're only intensifying. They're not backing down. I mean, I've got Bill Gates. Well, I've got Tedros. I've got Hotez and all their little minions here in my stacks today. I've got Bill Gates bemoaning the First Amendment and saying we need to strengthen ways to shut down people. But everything he said about the shot, that it was safe and effective and that it would keep you from getting COVID or spreading it, that's now been admitted to all be a lie. They're the ones with the record of misinformation, disinformation. And then now they want to silence us because the truth's hurting them.
Look, Alex, one little glimmer of hope. In Newsweek today, they had an article that said that the misinformation is an assault on science. And you know who won the if you want to open your history books and look at the biggest purveyor of misinformation in history, and which side of that do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the side of the group that attacked him, or would you rather be him, Galileo? Galileo was the absolutely crushed as somebody not just in misinformed, but dangerously misinformed, a threat to the world order. And the Spanish Inquisition had their way with him. It's the same thing about COVID. I listen, COVID should be a great lesson for it. It certainly was for me. It was such a profound lesson. And one of the lessons I learned was I could never understand how people, average Germans, became prison guards. But I, you know, I went to my hospital after about 6 months into COVID. I've been attending there for 40 years. And I went to get the vaccine, actually, but I couldn't get the vaccine because I wasn't, it was all kinds of weird criteria for getting it at that time. It was early in the vaccine distribution. And I, the doors to the hospital were locked. I held my ID up, and a young, freshly pressed out security guard opened the door and started screaming at me, "Where are your papers?" Screaming and carrying on. I thought, oh my God, this is like a scene from a World War II prison, a border crossing. This is how people become prison guards. Whether you're calling Tim Walz's line where you're ratting on your friends for them having outdoor barbecues, or whether you were took a position at a job where you were telling people to mask up or you were yelling at them about their papers, that's the prison guard. You became the prison guard, and you need to really look at that. Wherever we can, we need to examine our behavior through this and apologize. We need to apologize wherever we can. I look for every opportunity to apologize, and certainly I have plenty. I am was not perfect, and I've got plenty of things I got wrong. I apologize, and I'll take each one and do so. But, Alex, I want to go back to what you said about the regulators, because that's a really important story. And in terms of where the trajectory is going, it's going down, and it can go no other way. It's why I got involved with TWC, the wellness company, because Dr. Kelly Victory, who's also on our board, said to me one day, she goes, you know, 5 years ago, this would have been crazy to get everything right to the patient, but now it's crazy not to.
By the way, let me just stop you there, because I should have brought this up at the beginning, and I apologize. DrDrew.com, so they find all your amazing work, and on Exit, Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew Pinsky, MD, Chief Medical Board of the Wellness Company, that is the preeminent group with Dr. Well, I mean, with so many great doctors, but we've got Dr. Drew here on the board of it. And this is one of the good things Trump did, was to liberalize the public's ability for online pharmacies and online medical care and online consultations with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and other experts. And you guys have, you know, a billionaire backing you in funding, and I've used it. My family's used it. You're also the group's a sponsor. So I should have said up front here, instead of just being mad at the corrupt medical system and the big banks and the big insurance companies and governments and the WHO coming in and trying to take control, the real revolution is in our choices and moving into this. And there has just been a giant move. I've got the numbers right here, massively, since Trump did this. One of the great things, because he believes in medical freedom. He wasn't great on pushing warp speed, but at least he said you shouldn't make people do it and you shouldn't make the military take it. And he's now criticized it some and has kind of started walking it back. That's good. But absolutely, people need to take power into their own hands and go to onlinehealthnow.com. That takes you right to the wellness company, and that way they know it came from us. So we get some support from that. It's a win-win. Everybody should be doing this. And so I want you to start over. I interrupted you, Dr. Drew, and then talk about it, and then how great these services are. You guys have everything. It's not just stuff for COVID or monkeypox. It's everything at the wellness company.
We got a lot to get into, you and I, but we put together kits that people should have on hand for emergency, for infection outbreaks, for travel, things I give to my patients when they travel. We set it up in a kit. And you can have access to it with a simple telehealth visit. And there's all sorts of backup through telehealth and through, we have a guidebook that come with it and how to use these medications. These are all things that essentially, you know, some of them, many of them are over the counter throughout the world. You know how to use these things. You don't need to have somebody looking over your shoulder. You need guidance for it. You need somebody using their judgment to help you when there are questions. And we have all that, but you should have access to these things when you want them and they should be ready to hand. But you mentioned, Alex, the, Project Warp Speed. And let me frame what I'm going to say about the regulator thing by pushing back on what you said about Warp Speed. I'm going to say Warp Speed was a good thing. I'm going to say that in the darker hours of Alpha and Delta, we needed to do something in terms of a vaccine therapy. And we did it. And it was rather miraculous. And it was an extraordinary effort. And I'm here to tell you, I take care of lots of elderly patients and they benefited. I did not see any, I saw one serious side effect and that was in a booster, many boosters down the line. They benefited and I only lost one patient to COVID. Everybody stayed out of the hospital. My question about now is why are you pushing the boosters when we have lots of great treatments and the immunity is way up for everybody and the boosters are starting to see side effects in elderly patients? What are we doing? But let's go back to the beginning. So let's say there was some positive to that. And let's even say that it was reasonable to try to use mitigation efforts to try to, get us to a
Well, let me be clear. I think Trump meant well, because even on the therapeutics, he tried to open the floodgates just like he did with telemedicine. Right. So, I mean, I know the thinking. I know what Trump did. I'm separating him from the people I see as villains with Fauci and where the virus came from and gain of function and lying about it.
Yeah. So this I'm going to help you with. And there's even a deeper and more interesting sort of wrinkle in this you probably not thought about, which is, and if you want, I'll go back to my excesses early in COVID and where I made mistakes. And one of my mistakes was that every comment I made early in the pandemic, I said, just listen to Dr. Fauci and listen to the CDC. They will get us through this, because as they had behaved throughout my medical practice, they were quite useful. They abandoned every ethical and every epidemic guideline they had ever deployed. It was just shocking to me. And of course, when people criticized me, they cut off that part, which is actually the only thing I got wrong. But going back to the early days, the darker hours, the problem wasn't that any of this was underway, as you say. The thinking was good. The intentions were good. What's dangerous is when you have a physician or a physician group that becomes evangelical to a cause, not a religious cause, a medical cause. I'm going to show you how the opioid epidemic and COVID was exactly the same playbook. The opioid crisis is something I was fighting vigorously. I saw that happen. I could not imagine. It was very similar to me in terms of how I was behaving during COVID. I couldn't understand what was happening. It was killing my patients. It was disgusting. And I was getting sanctioned by all the regulatory bodies as somebody who was interested in patient suffering. I was old fashioned. It was something that, you know, I had no business practicing because why? Because I wasn't giving my heroin addicts in withdrawal an opiate when they said they were uncomfortable. I mean, this is what I was being sanctioned for. Well, once that all settled down and, it was actually Jeff Sessions who put an end to it. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, I was at a symposium at the White House and Jeff Sessions says, I know how to stop this. And exactly how he did it, he put a bunch of doctors in jail for excessive prescribing and it stopped. And that is exactly how it started. It started in the 90s when doctors were sanctioned civilly or criminally for inadequate treatment of pain. The attorneys figured out how to get around malpractice and to go right after doctors' net worth and their freedom. But when that happened, physicians froze. And we were afraid to prescribe medication. We were afraid to get involved with it. And a discipline called pain medicine took over. And within pain medicine, there were evangelists who said, pain is the fifth vital sign. There should never be pain in America ever again. You're opiophobic if you don't prescribe as many opiates as you can and as many as the patient want. And immediately they started killing my patients by the hundreds. And the evangelical physicians went around the country and got the VA, the state medical societies, the insurance agents, the professional societies to adopt pain as the fifth vital signs. More important than your pulse. More important than your pulse. Pain is the fifth vital sign, and off it went. So when the regulators got involved, that's when the excesses come in. Think about now our striving to get to the vaccine. Where are the excesses with masking and lockdowns? Who are the evangelists? Dr. Birx, who runs around the country convincing regulators and governors that they must lock down their states or they're going to kill people if they don't. And that the evangelical physician is where the excesses came from.
And then all the surveillance and censorship of the general public and the White House running it. Trump didn't do that, but it got really bad under Biden.
Well, and that the censorship, which we now know with the Twitter files and other things that have been exposed and various FOIA documents, but also the mandates. We did not clearly have the bioethical standing to mandate a vaccine that we now know had really serious problems in the studies. And even the bioethical claims, which is you're going to prevent other people from getting infected, you're going to save the hospital system. None of those things were true. One of those, and I would argue that the same thing is going on right now. My question is, you are mandating a black vaccine platform, the mRNA vaccine platform. You're requiring people to get that. Why aren't you as enthusiastic about the whole viral vaccines like Covaxin or Novavax, older platforms that have equal efficacy? Novavax has some of the problems of the mRNA vaccine too, by the way. But why are we even talking about those? Why are there only two brands, literally two brands, all you are mandating all the way down to the age of into early childhood? What is that all about, and why are we not talking about these other vaccine platforms? It's suspicious.
Well,
it's
worrisome. It is. I want you to elaborate.
Problems.
Start it out. That was a key part. I interrupted with another question. Go back to how this is suspicious.
Well, it's suspicious in that I've been concerned about the fact that we took and directed the vaccines to produce spike protein or to attack the spike protein, right? So the mRNA vaccine is producing spike protein. We know that the predominant pathogenic mechanism, what makes us so ill from COVID, is the spike protein. Why would we insist on using vaccines that cause the body to produce a lot of spike protein? I understand early in the fight, it was a very efficient way to do this, and good on you for having done it. But why are we mandating it now when there are whole viral particles in vaccines that can give you immunity to the entire virus, more than just the spike protein, and you aren't producing so much spike protein, which is what we worry about as being pathogenic? And what we now know, and people that have this long vaccine and all these severe vaccine reactions, it is about the persistent reaction to spike protein.
All right, we got to go to break here in about a minute, but I want to come back and flesh that out because, well, let me start asking the question now. You think about it during the break. Dr. Drew, I'm not a doctor, but I know classic, you know, vaccines were attenuated or damaged or a virus that couldn't replicate. So your body gets to face just a little bit of it and learn how to beat it. And there can still be side effects or issues, but that's a real science, and, you know, it's a big, big breakthrough. 500 years old, as you know, with the you know, cows and the smallpox pus with a basically a toothpick. But now a vaccine is a gene therapy that tells your body to replicate and make something. That sounds like what a virus does, not what a vaccine does. So I want you to define what you call these things, or should they be called vaccines? Then I want to pull up the news article so I get it right. But last week I was reading that the FDA is trying to push or mandate or recommend 3 COVID shots in the first 9 months for babies. What is that about? Dr. Drew, drdrew.com, and he is on the board of the Wellness Company. And folks, they're an amazing sponsor. They got everything you need for telemedicine and more. Not just stuff for COVID. You need to stock up on everything in case there's an emergency. Onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Amazing, amazing folks. We'll be right back.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the legendary Dr. Drew, drdrew.com, is our guest. He is the chief medical board member for the Wellness Company. Great folks, great sponsor of ours. The top best company for telemedicine for everything, not just COVID, monkeypox, and all that stuff, but just all sorts of great stuff. But they also have the ready packs for everything you need for COVID or new viruses or any of this garbage. And I'm going to ask him, you know, why do we have all these summer colds now? And, you know, I've got the head of the Crick Institute saying when you take three or more of the shots, it lowers your immune system 5 to 6 times what it was. You'll, quote, need more shots. Sounds like a great business model to lower people's immune system so they get sicker, so you can sell them more medical devices. But Dr. Drew, finishing the question we had before the break.
Yeah, I just quickly, you mentioned the monkeypox and the bird flu, and the TWC Medical Board meets on a regular basis, and all of us spontaneously and independently, we started hearing that there was grave concerns of an international scale about monkeypox and flu. Our only conclusion could be they must be adulterating or adding gain of function to those viruses, which, and they're not telling us, and that could be why they are expressing their concern. Or they are just addicted to the panic porn and just like to exert the, have their way with the public. And by the way, the World Economic Forum has that in print. They on their website say that the people have shown their willingness to comply, and the experiment was a success. So be ready. There are ways to treat monkeypox and there are ways to treat bird flu. We actually put Tamiflu in one of our emergency kits. So you are prepared. I call this rational readiness. These things could happen, but why are you even reading about it? Why do you even know how many monkeypox outbreaks there were in Central Africa? Why do you know that? I need to know that. I'm a physician. I need to be aware of these things. But the public, making them aware of that is absurd and, again, suspicious. Why are you doing this? Why are you pumping that out? Either there is a motivation behind it or something I've been concerned about. The press is so addicted to catching your eyes any way they can. They're willing to harm you and panic you, which is exactly what I thought they were doing in the early days of COVID. That's what made me so furious. I saw the whole thing as a press generated hysteria. Now I was wrong and there were plenty of other forces at work and there were plenty of reasons to be concerned about it, but the hysteria, panic is never make things better, ever. So I'm sorry, I didn't answer your question. I've already forgotten what it was, Alex. Before the break, we were talking about the generating lots of the protein being generated by the virus and whether that's a vaccine. So I really take the vaccine. I'm very liberal with my definition of vaccine. Look, I'm a moderate, Alex. I'm trying to stay in reality. I don't believe anything anymore. I'm like Joe Rogan. I believe maybe the world is flat. I don't know. I heard you talking about it being a sphere. I happen to agree with you. But the point is that I'm now open to any and everything, but I want to be very, very careful in how we think about things. Like, I don't know if you saw poor John Campbell got tagged with, what I think to be just a mistake. There were nanoparticles in the vaccine detected in the Japanese. I think don't do that, everybody. Let's be really careful or you're as bad as the people generating the panic. Be very careful. So back to the vaccine definition. I have a liberal definition of the vaccine, which is to me, anything that generates an immune response for a particular pathogen. So your immune system will have an ability to attack it when it sees it again. So whether or not it's a gene therapy or not a gene therapy or just a whole virus, whatever it is, to me, they're all vaccines. The problem on what you're pointing at, though, is how do we, when you're giving messenger RNA and you're instructing cells and you're taking over the cell's machinery to produce a protein, how do you get it to stop? And then we now have good evidence that the people that get into problems with the vaccine, it's turned on and it doesn't seem to stop, or at least the immune response to it doesn't stop. And the antigen load seems to stay up. So it is seemed to be the case that some people, particularly after the first booster, can get into real trouble. And that should alarm us. Plus, we now know that there's no doubt about the myocarditis in males, in young males. It occurs. There was some data out of France just a couple of days ago. It was published in JAMA. It looked pretty good that the kids that got the myocarditis didn't seem to have long-term consequences, though I will tell you they are getting atrial arrhythmias and needing ablations, which are invasive cardiac procedures. At the age of 25, can you imagine that? You want to go play football. It's like they are having to go.
Well, what I'm seeing is we used to see a football player who's 23 or whatever die every 5 years. Somebody have a heart attack and die, or maybe every decade. Every week, some 25, 30-year-old football player is dropping dead, and we see myocarditis and all this exploding.
It seems like, well, myocarditis for sure, and myocarditis is a dreaded complication of viruses. Now, the France study does suggest that the long-term consequence of myocarditis from COVID virus is worse than from COVID vaccine, but that's in elderly patients because young patients don't seem to get the myocarditis from the virus itself. So my question again, why aren't we using whole viral options if the spike protein is the issue? And if you're so hell-bent on mandating or requiring vaccines, why aren't you considering other than two brands, number one? And I understand you believe those to be very effective brands, but there are other effective brands out there.
That's my point, because I quoted the big national study that just came out last week where 40% have some trust, only 29 have great trust. And again, decades ago, it was in the 80s, and before that, in the 90s. I mean, doctors were like God.
Let me address that one quick second. I want to just finish the myocarditis thing, and then I'm going to get into that. So why are you mandating a particular brand of vaccine in order to go to college or go to school or have a job? Why are you mandating that virus when there's a zero chance of serious outcome from the virus itself and a non-zero chance from the vaccine? Where is the risk-reward analysis in this, which has been abandoned throughout the entire outbreak, throughout the entire COVID disaster? And Redfield admits that. The leaders at the time admitted they overlooked any concerns about the consequences of what they were doing. But of course, as a result of things like that, people's confidence in the medical system deteriorates. Not only that, the system is becoming more and more and more cumbersome. I'm here to tell you that a year or two from now, certainly on the sort of general medical front and even the surgical front, you're not going to see a doctor. You're going to see physician extenders. I remember years ago I was on Anderson Cooper's show, and I used the word physician extender, and Anna Navarro was on the panel, and Anderson, all of them, physician extender, what are you talking about? I went, yeah, that's the way they're developing the system. So you're going to see nurse practitioners and physician assistants. Anybody who goes to the doctor on a regular basis is already very familiar with this. But even seeing the physician at all is going to be a very irregular experience. And I just last week had three patients come in my office, confused, hysterical, were scheduled for surgeries, had not yet seen the physician.
Incredible. So dangerous.
All of them were not needed. One of them maybe, but the rest was not needed. I canceled it. And I said, just call me next time. Don't get into the system. The system is the problem. It's not my peers so much, though we have our own issues. It's the system that makes it impossible for us to do our job.
Wasn't it healthy? Not in a good way. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Nietzsche. That we had such suppression of medical professionals, doctors, and others by Big Pharma and the system and the UN and the media, that now it's got a lot of doctors and others to stand up, and they get incredible love and trust, and that doctors at some level are now realizing they're being taken over, not just the public, and that there is the formation of major resistance.
Yeah, and to flush out your Nietzsche quote even further, his actual quote was, in the art of war, that which does not kill you make you stronger. And that's what we're in a battle here. We are in a battle. And, you can demand better from the system, but you know, when people are elderly or they have cognitive issues or they're sick, it's very, very difficult to get it to function the way it is supposed to. The reality is there's nothing more efficient and more effective than a well-trained physician and a informed patient. I used to say a caring, well-trained physician, but the care has been expunged from the system, but I'll put it back in for the sake of this discussion. Anything you do to that or put upon that, you're adulterating things, you're making things worse. I mean, imagine if lawyers had to deal with this. Are you kidding? They wouldn't put up with this for 2 seconds. And the medical profession has been eviscerated by it. And I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know how we get it back. I guess it, as you say, it does create opportunities for awareness. And so people should be very cautious and very careful, and also creative opportunities to sort of organize ourselves in such a way that we deal with these weaknesses in the system. And just, again, like I said, the TWC was one of my response for that.
I want to go back to about 15 minutes ago, because I see a lot of your clips. I watch the show sometimes, but I see the clips every couple of days. I watch something you've said, and I've seen you in the last 4 years, let's not exaggerate, 30, 40 clips at least, where you're like, these vaccines have a bunch of problems. You know, this is really dumb. But then you're going back to the time at warp speed saying, well, actually, you think it saves some old people that you saw in your practice with, you know, clear thing there. But now with boosters, you are seeing some issues. We have the studies clearly pointing at that. So I'm not saying you're saying something different here today. This is all very nuanced. Yeah. I want you to be able to flesh that out. But at first, here's just, I went and searched real quick during the break of clips, and I found one really fast of you basically saying what my view is. Here's a short clip.
It's more common than we thought. People are like, well, it's mild. It's no big deal. It's self-limited, blah, blah. Look, in my world, throughout my entire career, 40-year career, myocarditis is a medical emergency. It's a dire problem. A publication just came out 5 days ago in Circulation, a major cardiology journal. An excellent study, and it showed, it took my breath away. I didn't know why it wasn't headline news. It's a large study, and it showed that about approximately half of the young males that got myocarditis had permanent heart damage.
Yep.
Permanent. That means that we don't know what percentage are going to be disabled by this. As they get older, are going to develop heart failure, or going to need cardiac transplants, some of them.
Oh my God.
It's breathtaking, this study, and why it wasn't a big headline. I've sort of sent it around a little bit because I don't understand why people aren't reacting to it. So in a 27-year-old male, the illness is a nothing. So the risk is, so the vaccine is all risk.
Right.
Why the push? Why are we pushing? And I think, put your legal head on for a second, that universities are going to be in big trouble for having mandated young people to get that vaccine. Because people are going to get sick, and they're going to have long-term consequences, and they should sue those schools for having forced them to take a medical intervention.
100%, they should sue. And if anybody tries to force you from this point forward, get a fake card. It's not that hard. Go ahead, Google it. Get a fake card.
And again,
don't comply.
We have a good treatment. We have Paxlovid. Why? And you, people have all kinds of feelings.
You have to say you've gotten a shot to get in.
Right.
Get
let's stop
one.
There. But you go on from there. So there's nuances.
I agree with everything I just said. I agree with all that. That's what I was saying. I remember I said this. It's a non-zero risk from the vaccine and a zero risk from the illness in that age group. Now, at that point, that study was starting to tilt at the idea that there might be some, even if it's 1 in 5,000 that get myocarditis, that one of those 50% end up with serious long-term problems. This French study that came out a couple of days ago suggest that wasn't quite right. So, but the point
is, where is all the excess death coming from? Because I've seen the studies that Dr. Peter McCullough and countless others that work with you, and they're saying clearly it's not COVID causing any serious increase in all these heart issues, and that it's the people that have been injected.
I don't think we can say that yet. You know why? Because the studies haven't been adequately done, because the possibility that it is the injection prevents the right studies from getting accomplished. All I keep seeing is it's actually confusing. And I know when it's confusing, I'm not getting the whole story. The reality is, in medical literature, there should always be a back and a forth. It goes against it and for it, against it, and then a consensus develops. You start to see something to approximate the truth. When they say it's only one way, that's how you know that there's something wrong with what's being published. This was what RFK Jr. said. He wants to prosecute the major publications in medicine on a RICO case. For colluding and refusing to publish data that suggests something contrary to the narrative.
Well, Dr. Drew, that's my next question. RFK Jr., I mean, we see the numbers. He went over it in his speech when he endorsed Trump. He spoke about it. I've looked the numbers up. They're true. I mean, astronomical increase in cancer, astronomical, you know, just all the children, all these incredible illnesses. It's not just hyper over medicalization, I think, in most times. I mean, I can go out and look at kids at the mall or look at kids at schools. They don't, on average, a lot of them look super unhealthy. I mean, what is going on with our young people?
Well, let's add up the score. I mean, we've got destruction of our family systems, which is what kids need to thrive and regulate. We have food sources. Have you interviewed Kelly Means yet?
I need to.
Look into it. Yeah. I mean, he will tell you, as a former food lobbyist, that the tobacco companies have taken over the food company, and has what come with them has been the lobbyists, the scientists, and the marketers using the exact same strategies as we used on tobacco and making it just as addictive. So are we surprised that this yummy addictive food would have a negative health influence on our young people? And if on top of that, people are away from the home, broken homes, working multiple jobs, how can you manage the child's food? And then we've handed it over to the schools to do it? Really? The government to feed our kids? That's not going to go well. That can't go well. And in the meantime, there's access to all kinds of yummy things 24/7. And everything is a button away from food delivery to your hand. And if you don't educate kids and manage kids and help them regulate and understand how to properly nourish themselves, they're not going to do it. They're going to fall victim to the addictive elements.
Absolutely. I mean, he goes over the numbers. It's just staggering. And the United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. And now you have 29% of people that actually totally have great trust in the system, 40% some trust. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down. Do you agree with that statement? And then how do you, looking out the future, see that coming to a head?
It sort of breaks my heart to look at that kind of a future. My dad was an old family practitioner. My uncle was a psychiatrist. I practiced medicine my whole life. It's a very deep and meaningful experience and been a part of my identity forever. And the idea that it has been adulterated by systems that have been put in place that have motivations that are outside and not necessarily congruent with the well-being of the patient. I don't know where it goes, unfortunately. If I knew where it goes, I would have gotten in the way of it a long time ago. All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And what's probably going to happen, I think what's going to happen is there's going to be some sort of split in the system, because it's going to get so bad that people are not going to put up with it, and they're going to set up a parallel system of some type. That's what happened in England, even though their system was never as bad even as ours is right now.
That's a really important point, and of course, you're on the board of the wellness company, chief medical board of the wellness company. We need to do a plug. You're a classic, dyed-in-the-wool doctor, won't even really talk about the products, but explain what the wellness company does, and again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution that Trump did get through, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
Yeah. Alex, you really actually framed exactly what we're doing, which is you need to understand that you can get people, I think, are fearful of getting healthcare because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. And that's what we're looking to the wellness company. For instance, in our emergency kits, we have Dr. Kelly Victory, who's an ER doctor and a disaster specialist. And she said, look, we got to get a hold of the EpiPens because they have become so expensive that people can't get them. They're having to come to the ER to get their Epi injection if they have anaphylactoid reactions. And now it's $2,500 when you walk in the door because you're paying for the infrastructure and all the staff in the ER. And we found a way to source EpiPen in our emergency kit as lower than everybody else. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands at a relatively reasonable price with medical backup that's either part of it or also at a very reasonable price. And look, you go to the doctor so he or she can use their judgment. And we can do that rather quickly and efficiently. We are ways to do it now that, again, efficiency is going to be the name of the game going forward, and getting doctors as entrenched in it. People think they go to doctors to see for their fund of knowledge. The fund of knowledge goes without saying. What you can Google on any website is what we've known since the second year of medical school. It's the years and years and years of practice of honing our judgment to get the right thing for the right patient at the right moment and the right dose and the right choice. And that requires lots of judgment, not just information. And that's what our team has. We have a good squad there to give you judgment, and then ways for you to develop your own judgment so you can be there on behalf of your family if you should need it, God forbid.
And going back to $2.3 million that came out this year, paid by the federal government to the two biggest pharmacies, Walgreens and CVS, not to prescribe a whole list of things they said when doctors did it off-label, which was totally legal. And I saw doctors go to the pharmacies and say, like Dr. Zelenko, I'm prescribing this to my thousands of patients. I'm legally allowed to do this. You're not a doctor. What gives you the authority? So the whole medical system is trying to take doctors out of the equation and have technicians or actuaries or numbers. Oh, you got insurance? Surgery when you don't need it. Don't have insurance? Don't get surgery when you need it. What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, and everything that they need. And it was the telemedicine that Trump got through, then COVID hit, that saved so many people. It was such a game changer. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times. And I mean, I know a lot of people are talking about, Dr. Peter McCullough is talking about, people can legally also, most of this stuff is not controlled. So people can also legally stockpile a lot of things. What type of things should people just have on hand, Dr. Drew?
Well, look, it depends on what your needs are. I always give patients when they travel, I give them anti-nauseal, seasick medication, medications for infectious diarrheas, infections for antibiotics for skin infections, antibiotics for upper respiratory and sinus infections. That's what we put in our travel kits. We tried to think of everything that you would need for the particular circumstance you're trying to prepare for. If it's an emergency, our entire committee got involved with that one. And an infection outbreak, things that ivermectin and medicine like that is available if that's what you want. There's things, again, the point is, and the point you're making is that if you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That to me is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Absolutely. Dr. Drew, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to speaking to you again. DrDrew.com. They can find you on X at Dr. Drew. And they can also find you at the Wellness Company. The link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And to have those big discussions and those big debates back and forth that we need to have. And so the Wellness Company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. And we have some other telemedicine sponsors that are excellent as well that kind of have their own lines of things and also supplements. People like Dr. Stella Emanuel is amazing. You know, some of the other groups are amazing. But these folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on. And then separately, there's other things like Nitric Boost that Dr. Mikovits says is so great with all these compounds that we sell that flush out the blood and clean things out and go after the spike protein, the rest of it. It's available with InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the whole InfoWars MD line of products at InfoWarsStore.com, like the CBD gummies and the 1,000-milligram tincture, way lower price than people selling the exact same stuff we private label. It's the high-end quality stuff with a huge discount. InfoWars MD, CBD gummies, and more at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Tons of news, massive news, the Haitian invasion of Ohio. It's all coming up, hour number three.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of stations don't carry this first five, but a ton of people tune in on the web, so I'm going to have a little fun here. We need a little fun, a little joke here to lighten things up before I hit all this other hardcore news. I've got military news. I've got leftist opening the borders, invasion news all over the country. What's happened with the Haitians? It's really gotten a lot of attention. I've got Bernie Sanders admitting that they lie to the public. I've got DEI diversity strikes, small Polish town, foreigners arrested after bloody brawl. We've got MSNBC going after Musk. We've got parents sue school district. We'll tell you why. More pervert crap. More Chinese spies being busted, working for the Democrats at the highest levels. It is all coming up. And huge Russia news. Ukraine government collapsing as panic Zelensky purges officials. It's all coming up. But here is a couple of clips dealing with Kamala.
So you know how those lids are, because this is, well, I'm just going to speak, okay? So this is it. So you know how those lids on those Starbucks cups, they're white, right? And so if you wear lipstick, they get all over the lid. And so then I find myself in meetings if I'm the only woman. And that's kind of, and so I keep taking the lid off and having my cup out so that I don't have that big lipstick mark on the lid. So I said, can we do something about the color of the lid? So that was that conversation.
We're gonna tax them, okay? 25% on unrealized gains.
That's gonna crash the entire economy.
No! You ain't got the 100 million.
Huh? No, her plan would crash the stock market. That hurts working people. It hurts everyone.
No! You complaining. You ain't even got 100 million, bro. Bro. Why, bro?
Well, because...
You think you gotta pay the wolf time? Bro, you don't got 100 million, bro. Bro.
You don't understand. My concern is that forcing the best performing stockholders to sell off 25% of their earning shares would completely crash the market forever. And all we stand to gain is enough to pay for less than 1% of Kamala's proposed budget.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You don't got 100 million, bro. No. You don't know you don't got 100 million, bro. No, you don't got 100 million.
Okay, the best case scenario, best case, it raises enough to fund the government for less than 3 days. 3 days. That's what you want to risk the entire economy on. 3 days of revenue.
Bro,
you understand?
No, wait, listen.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Bro,
you
ain't done.
Listen.
Bro,
If you really want to see something that's sad, take a look at what happened here.
Oh, wow. Look, I'm Donald Trump. I think I'm so cool because I got shot. What a loser.
Are people seriously pretending that looks cool? He did a photo op because he heard a loud noise? Loser!
Ugh, who's impressed with this guy?
America will never be defeated! USA! 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 Wow, now he's juggling. Will he go to magic camp? Who is this supposed to impress? Thank you, everyone. Thank you. As if we're supposed to be intimidated by this. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this just in. Joe Biden just bravely and heroically dropped out of the race with an extremely courageous...
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support... Well, our products have to be good or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't usually say things on air just to make mainstream news. I really don't care about it. But as soon as I said it last night on the Sunday show, I knew it was going to end up being all over the news. And it's all over the place. Been picked up on TV, publications, TMZ, CNN, Daily Mail, you name it. But, I mean, I really meant it. There have been leaks. It's come out that Kamala Harris drinks a lot of vodka. Okay? And it's come out that they're putting Biden on all sorts of drugs to get him up, and then also to put him to sleep. So he could do something in the middle of the day, they could put him back to sleep, come out at night, but they had problems. They had a medical emergency, and they swapped him out for Kamala. We broke that when it was coming out with Charlie Kirk and others. And then a month later, they go, yeah, he had a medical emergency. We covered it up in Vegas. They flew him back to Delaware. So I said on last night's show that Kamala is clearly on a Xanax-type drug with alcohol most of the time. She has huge performance anxiety. If you saw her 2 weeks ago on CNN, where it was like she was the little kid at the little kid table, she's sitting down about a foot below them and looking up like she's totally freaked out. And she had to have Tim Walz there. They taped for hours. They only aired 20-something minutes. They tried to demand a script of what was going to be put out. They agreed to 17 minutes, but then CNN actually put out about 10 minutes more, or exactly 10 minutes more, 27 minutes. She's a wreck. This is the only interview she's done since they removed Joe Biden, what, 45, 50 days ago? I guess it's more than 50 days now. So they had to keep aiming the camera down, 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 because she kept squatting down deeper into the seat. And if you look at her, she looks like she's on Xanax and or alcohol or both. I mean, look at her. She's bombed out of her gourd. She's slurring her words. Her skin is hanging on her face. But then other times, like the DNC, when she read up a teleprompter for 15 minutes and could barely do it, she was blazing like a Christmas tree. And if you've ever seen somebody on, say, Molly or ecstasy, they're glowing when they're, on it. They're like, whoa, they're like a Christmas tree. And I think she looked like, and I've seen a lot of people on drugs. I haven't taken a lot of drugs myself, but I've taken Molly before. I've taken acid before. I've taken mushrooms before. I've never claimed I'm a priest here and, Mr. Perfect. I mean, growing up in high school, a little bit in college, I tried this, I tried that. Hell, I've taken mushrooms and acid with Joe Rogan, 20-something years ago, or maybe 15 years ago. Well, whatever, whenever it was. I've known Joe 25 years, so I think it's about, I don't know, the point is, and Joe doesn't hide any of that. He, a super health guy now. But the point is, he was always a health guy, but the point is that I know what this stuff looks like. Okay? I mean, you can be in a club or you can be out at the beach and you see two women glowing and their pupils are dilated. And you're like, are you ladies on Molly? And they're like, yeah, want to go to our hotel room? I know what it looks like. Okay. And I've certainly been around women that are on it a lot more than I've taken it. But I mean, you shouldn't take it, by the way, folks. You take it one time, it's the greatest thing ever, but then it changes all the chemicals in your brain, and after that, the chemicals are depleted. And so I'm not here advertising Molly to people, but the point is, I know what Molly looks like. I know what women on Molly looks like. And I've said it probably 20 times over the years. You girls on Molly? Yeah, how'd you know? Want some? And so I mean, I've been around people on Molly. I mean, you know, go to parties, go wherever. Oh my gosh. And I'm not even a party animal. I mean, I've not, you know, even gone to a lot of parties for a decade, but I mean, this stuff is everywhere. You can't swing a stick at an executive meeting or a retreat or a political event. I mean, yeah, even the Republicans are on it. I mean, hell, the prescriptions came out under Trump. What was being written at the White House for people? And it was like all sorts of hard drugs. Okay. So let's just be honest. It goes on. DC is bombed out of its brain. America uses more drugs than any other country per capita by double. And then when you look at DC or LA, I can tell you how many times I was out in LA doing a movie or a documentary or going on a TV show. And I would just get invited to somebody's house for dinner. And then after dinner, 20 women show up. Just, it's routine. You're at some movie star's house. 20 women, if it's a high level one, 20 women show up. Some of them super gorgeous. All of them beautiful. Sometimes like women so beautiful, you're like, God almighty. And a guy walks in, walks over to the table and just opens a briefcase. This has happened repeatedly. Or opens a bag up and it's every drug you can imagine. Remember Harvey Weinstein, the famous photo. Type in Harvey Weinstein photo of his drug briefcase or photo of his drug bag. And it says he's on an airplane, didn't even hide it, and he just opens this briefcase and there's just all these drugs, including Molly, in there. So TMZ, the Daily Mail, all of them are Jones makes outrageous. Yeah, there's Hunter S. Thompson taking adrenochrome. You know, Alex Jones has made this totally insane statement that is not based in reality at any level, that he thinks she'll probably be on Molly. And they cut the clip down that's going viral where I describe it, that I've seen what people look like on it, and they glow like Christmas trees. Okay? I mean, if somebody's peeking on Molly, they literally glow, particularly women. And I saw Kamala at the DNC when she walked out. I was covering it live. And I said then, I said, she is on a big fat dose of Molly. And that is what, she has serious performance anxiety. That's what the drug was basically produced for, to get couples back together, but it causes brain bleeds when you take too much of it. It's a very dangerous drug, folks. And my point is, because people take it, it's so good that they're taking it every week. And then I've known people that became Molly heads, particularly, you know, in my life, women, and like you meet them 5 years later and they're like a zombie. So don't tell people don't take it. Plus, most of it that's out there isn't even real anymore. And UT is all involved in secret projects I learned about through sources, producing all these variants of it that are synthetic that the government's using for massive control. I mean, the CIA has retreats where they take Molly and they take mushrooms and they take ayahuasca and they take ketamine drips, which can do a lot. I've never done it, but you know, some people that are alcoholics, you can take and do these sessions. And if you do it right, we're talking like 95%, you know, success rate, not want to drink again. So these drugs have some good effects if it's done medically. But I know people that went to a high level State Department intelligence meeting recently, and they were all there doing, you know, rituals, and they call it meditation, and like it's State Department intelligence bureau that actually runs the CIA. This was just a few months ago, and they were, what do you think they were doing? Who do you think developed all this stuff? Who do you think rolled this out on the public? And so the idea that Kamala Harris is not taking Molly, I bet you everything I've got that if she got a real drug test the morning after, or even for a few weeks after the debate tomorrow night, that she's on half a hit of Molly. They're not going to give her too much. But she has performance anxiety. That's why she comes off as totally retarded. She's not that smart. But I think I've nailed it here, and I think they're upset that I know. And again, it's easy to see what Biden's on. He's on medical grade injectable meth. So is RFK. So was Adolf Hitler. I mean, this is in the history books, people. So, InfoWars Alex Jones claims Kamala is going to be whacked out on drugs during debate with Donald Trump. And again, the clip's on TMZ. Alex Jones is well known for his nutty conspiracy theories, but his latest one about Kamala Harris is completely outrageous. Jones predicted on his right-wing InfoWars broadcast, Harris will take, wait for it, hallucinogenic drugs before Tuesday debate against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Well, Molly is a hallucinogen with a speed, basically. So that's what I explained. It's different. Specifically, Jones said Harris, the Democratic presidential candidate, will be bombed out of her gourd on Molly, a synthetic drug that alters your mood and prescription and creates health risk. Jones also claimed Harris looked like a kite with big pupils, said she was high as a kite, at last month's Democrat National Convention in Chicago. And the craziness didn't stop there. Oh, no. Jones stated Harris was drunk and on Xanax during her recent CNN interview with host Anna Bash. Yeah, you look at this woman, and she's clearly drunk or on Xanax or both, or Valium, or maybe she's on way more hydroxine. Like a third of the kids in America are on now. And you know, I've never taken it, but I read about this. That's what I do. I mean, a low dose of hydroxine just relaxes every person. But you take two or three of them, and then you drink two beers, you are on cloud cuckoo. And you can see it. She is higher than a kite here. So, Jones went on to theorize Kamala's alleged drug use due to her serious performance anxiety. He expects Harris will fall flat on her face without a teleprompter at the debate with Trump. As you know, and it goes on. Here's another one. Alex Jones makes outrageous prediction about Kamala Harris ahead of debate against Donald Trump. Daily Mail. Alex Jones wildly claimed that Harris will be taking ecstasy before her debate with Donald Trump to manage her anxiety. Jones, a longtime Trump supporter, allegedly, absurdly said his InfoWars that Harris is going to be on drugs and going to be bombed out of her gourd. Well, Trump has said he wants a drug test for Biden. And I think Trump should challenge her. I think he should bring a CBS or whatever store drug test. They're like $50. He should say, hey, I'll go in the bathroom and piss in this, and you go in there and piss in it, too. People love that reality of that. It's just hardcore. And say, and I bet you everything I got, you're on a bunch of hard drugs. You know it. You know it. And then they're like, oh, Jones is ridiculous. He said the sky's blue and the sun's yellow and that fishies swim in the water and that birds fly in the sky and that doggies bark. Kitty cats meow. So that's where they are. And it's a joke. And she's totally desperate. Her campaign never launched. All the hype fell totally flat on its face. And now you've got all these big celebrities from The Rock to Elton John coming out saying Trump's a great guy. They don't know what to do other than fraud. And that leads me to this next report. Election rigging. Pennsylvania court rules election officials cannot reject mail-in ballots with incorrect or misleading dates on envelopes. That's at InfoWars.com, repost of NaturalNews.com. Very important. It's happening all over the country. We're having some good stuff in Texas and other states, but the Democrat states, some of the battlegrounds, are saying, nope, we're going to do the same fraud again. America braces for perfect storm of election chaos. Oh, Trump knows he's losing, all the Democrat Party say, and so he's going to challenge. You're not supposed to do that, though they do it all the time. Trump threatens to jail Kamala donors. Rhetoric against adversaries escalates. Now, he said, if you steal the election or you get caught in fraud, we'll put you in jail. You should say that. That's the law. And he has said he'll sign an executive order to guard people that are engaged in censorship with the government if you're a federal employee. That's good. Trump vows to go after campaign donors in threat over election fraud, citing 2020 skullduggery, and calls for constitutional amendment targeting at Kamala. And here's his actual statement. When I win, the people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This illegal exposure extends to lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters, and corrupt election officials. They're criminally charging Trump and a lot of his supporters for simply exposing the election fraud, and they've been proving it. But none of the judges in late 2020, early 2021, would look at the evidence, and the media ran the headline, there was no evidence. They would not look at the evidence anywhere. And now that the evidence is coming out, it's proving it conclusively. Trump pledges to jail opponents. Baselessly suggests election will be stolen. The State Department for 60, 70 years runs around the world, since World War II, so it's 80, runs around the world policing everybody's elections. And if you don't have paper ballots, count at the precinct and tallied there. They say that's number one source of fraud, and you can't trust an election that has that. We have that. And if they say you can't challenge an election and try to jail people questioning it, that's the number two big sign. And they go all the way down the line. If the machines can be remotely accessed, that's the third point. Well, the CIA 3 years ago, 2 years ago, shipped in the machines. It's all been released in the news to Brazil. And the CIA and Justice Department advised Lula how to go after him and how to take him off the ballot and ban him from running for 8 years and how to indict Bolsonaro. And Lula had a parade this weekend for Brazilian independence from Portugal and literally drove for miles and miles down the roads. And there was no one there except a review stand with about 500 people in it at the end of it, where he got up and gave a speech. Meanwhile, Bolsonaro had over 4 million people in the streets. It was incredible. So they don't want you questioning that. Now, obviously, and this shot we're showing is not even a good one. There's one that we showed yesterday that shows on top of a building, and it just goes back for like 5 miles. And the crowds are just ultra-massive. And you compare it to Lula, no one there. And Bolsonaro routinely gets 3-4 million out on the streets. It's just amazing. So, I know you're like me. I don't have to do any market research. Every time I think something and I have an opinion, it's what the general public has. It's just common sense. And I know that I am super hyped about tomorrow's debate. And again, I don't just say something to hype people up. I said, we're going to cover the DNC. I think it's going to be horrible, but we'll at least get clips of their lying and counter them. And those did go viral. And I was surprised by the millions of people each night that tuned in because it was horrible to watch. But I guess people want to see the enemy. And I said, this will be horrible to watch. I don't expect you to watch because I'm not going to hype it up. Oh, it's going to be great. Watch these idiots tonight. No. This, you don't need to believe me. You already know it's true. This is going to be crazy. And I should have probably budgeted you some time today to just open the phones up. I know we got some big guests tomorrow. Remind me, crew, after the show, because I produce the show. I mean, the producers help, and they produce it too. But by producing, I make the big decisions, and a lot of times that's an issue because I need to be made. I need to be reminded to open the phones up for at least 2 hours tomorrow. I should probably do the fourth hour, too, and I'll be covering the war room and after at 6 o'clock, straight coverage right through to the debate and all of it that we'll be streaming and we'll be airing with limited commentary. If you don't want our commentary during it, you'll get all the clean feeds out there. So people still, some complain, hey, I'm tuning in and you're, I mean, most people like it because you scream at the television just like I do. There's just a bigger format of that with millions of people watching and listening. But if you don't want the equivalent of Archie Bunker yelling at the television and maybe you're meathead and you know, you like Kamala, this will not be the feed for you. And we'll put a clean feed out, too, on Band.Video and on X. But I will be here, and the crew will be here, and we are going to nail it, absolutely nail it, tomorrow night because I have got butterflies. I feel electricity because she's desperate. She's way behind. Stick a fork in her. She's done unless they kill Trump or unless they slip Trump something, and you know, which they've tried, believe me, and he's not all there. She'll have a few zingers the media can grab on, kind of like stealing from Reagan, like, there you go again, or, well, I promise in this campaign not to make my opponent's youth and experience an issue when they were saying he was too old. But those were real Reagan zingers, and he did win the debate, and he won that election in 49 states. They're going to try to have some zingers by her, and then act like, oh, look, she hit him. She got him. Killer blow. It's over. She won. But that's not going to be the case because Trump is a good debater. And I expect him, unless they try to control it by not having those questions, and Trump needs to go off question. If they don't have the questions about her criminal justice tyranny and locking up all the black people and putting parents in jail the first time their kid missed school and having innocent people on death row she knew were innocent that later came out she knew. I mean, Tulsi knows how to nail her. Tulsi was winning those debates, remember, in the primary, and then they just took her out. and then Kamala couldn't get 2%. And then she got zero votes in the primaries. But back during the debates, she had less than 2%. The woman has never accomplished anything but get on her knees to Willie Brown and take care of his Willie. So we're going to be laying all of this out tomorrow night. I am extremely, extremely fired up about this. And Trump destroys her. He gets another 5 points because unlike the DNC that didn't have a lot of viewers, this is going to have massive viewers. I predict that we'll have on the streams total tomorrow night, we put out four or five of them, 15 million people watching. And, you know, you look at people like Posobiec now and Charlie Kirk, they're getting 15 million views for things like this that weren't even Trump's debate, like the Trump-Biden debate. And that's the great thing. I mean, Elon Musk had over a billion people click on the Trump interview, and then hundreds of other channels I saw had 5, 10, 15 million. We had over 50 million people watch our live stream of that with commentary. So, again, think about that, that the DNC might have gotten 7 million people a night. My coverage of Elon Musk and the Trump interview had 15 million views. That night it ended about 8, 9 million. By the next day, last time I looked, it was 15 million. One of our streams had like 8 million. One had like 6 million. One had 3 million. It was so think about that. It's not about me going, oh, I got a bunch of streams, a bunch of viewers. It's about the fact that Trump last week's like, man, you know, the alternative media is really taking a lot of steam out of the mainstream media. They're not the mainstream media. They have the corporate funding. They have the fancy sets. They have lots of repeaters and parrots that say the same thing to create the illusion that they're the majority. But even the dumbest, most unconscious people, that control is slipping away and they're really starting to see it. Because Trump's really smart, but he's 78 years old and grew up, you know, watching TV and listening to the radio, and he still thinks ABC News is important. Yeah, they're important to expose. They've still got some dummies listening to them, but at the end of the day, they're a fraud. Now, we're going to break in 2 minutes, and here's the problem. You try to cover all the illegal aliens and all the different crime syndicates and all the stuff across the nation, it gets lost in translation. But if you hone in on a town in Colorado or a town in Ohio or a town in New Jersey or, you know, even some rural area in South Dakota that suddenly had, you know, a town of 10,000 had 5,000 what have yous put in there. Just like in Europe, North Africans are just brought in. I saw articles where the village of 107 had 1,000 North African migrants placed in it a few years ago. Oh, small Italian fishing village of 500 has 3,000 hotel told to kick its guest out to put the North Africans in. I mean, those are real stories. You can pull them up over the years. And we see them every day. I'm just using some of the more well-known ones. You can just type in what I said and you'll pull it up. 20,000 and counting Haitians, military age men, the ones that can get here, that have criminal backgrounds, some of them mentally ill. They're the ones that can get on the boats that come across. The Coast Guard is on record, and I got a clip of it, saying they're ordered to help them get in. And then they organize them in these camps, brainwash them, give them cell phones, make them Democrat Party people, and then ship them to Republican towns in battleground states like Ohio and Colorado and Michigan and Arizona and Pennsylvania. And so you're sitting there in a medium-sized town, and it's already 20,000 and counting Haitians that Kamala Harris, she now brags, as the borders are, and brags, oh, I brought in just the last few months, I got the clip, 100,000 Haitians. Yeah, and she had them sent to these towns, and they're robbing people, turning over cars, burning things, eating your cats, your dogs, the ducks, the chickens. That's what if you look at a satellite image of Hispaniola, that's what the island used to be called before it got split between Spain and France. One side, Haiti's deforested, the other's not. They eat everything. It's like army ants. We'll come back and talk about it.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I have so many clips. Quote, migrants barbecuing people's cats and dogs. We actually have footage of this in Europe and the United States. And Roger wasn't even joking. In Florida, where he said there's a lot of Haitians that come from places with no running water, no nothing, and you just eat whatever you can eat. You'll get satellite photos of Haiti, that is, you know, half of the island, and the other half is Dominican Republic, was known as Hispaniola. And there's almost no trees in Haiti. So they've eaten the lizards, the turtles, the ducks, the chickens. And they're just roving gangs, robbing everybody. The Clintons came in and totally robbed it, stole $4 billion, shipped out a bunch of kidnapped kids. But Haiti was already in trouble.
It's never been stable. You know, the French ran it. And when they left, it was, you know, just the slaves there that were growing sugarcane to make rum. It was an island where they made rum, or they got the sugar and then shipped it off and made rum on another island. So they bring these folks here who have generations of malnutrition. You give babies baby formulas and a mother's milk. They have smaller brains. All that too happens. And you've literally got, and I'm not saying all Haitians are bad people. They're not. It's just that, you know, it's serious. And they're just bringing them here by the millions. There's 2 million from Venezuela the last 4 years, over 1 million from Haiti. And just in one little swath, you know, Kamala did 100,000. And she talked about it when she was the border czar. And the residents, whether they're black or white, they are sick of it because they had a nice town. And, of course, Springfield has always been more conservative, so the left bombs them with the, quote, migrants that they control, that they sign up for welfare. But these Haitians are even having trouble staying in contact with the Democrats and even following their orders, so they're just getting thrown out on the street, and there's just roving gangs wandering around. So let's go to Kamala talking about giving the gift of these folks, 20,000 to Springfield alone.
That is why, also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
They need support, they need protection after the Clintons are hated there universally and on record looting them twice. So I feel sorry for the Haitians. Of course, there's all the devil worship, the voodoo, where the devil's in control, you have hell. They've got Caribbean islands that are mainly black, that are Christian, and they got, you know, good standard of living, beautiful businesses, but you got the occult. The wages of sin or death, very, very sad. So Haiti is about as bad as it gets in the world, arguably the worst place on earth. And so continuing, here's a local in Springfield talking about what it's like.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. I look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly. And last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, "Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move." He said, "We can't do this anymore." He said, "It's killing both of us mentally." I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status and you're protecting them. And I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
These are all insane. Let's play clip 10.
I was out and about yesterday, driving around Springfield. I was looking at the giant holes in some of our buildings. I noticed all of the old familiar spots bearing new signs in an unfamiliar language. I watched as groups of strangers walked around the city like lost tourists, and it was like a punch in the gut. A terrible sadness came over me, and I began to cry. I immediately started to think back to when I was little, walking from my grandma's house on South Fountain through downtown and all the way to Snyder Park, going to Wren's to get new school clothes and shoes, the excitement of the mall for lunch at the Blue Fox, or even better, to see Santa, riding down High Street, admiring the beauty of those stately homes and their amazing architecture, dropping pennies in the fountain and making wishes. And now, all those warm memories are becoming fuel to the fire of anger inside of me. I feel like we have been invaded by some sort of pest. I'm angry that my friends and family are packing up and moving away. I'm angry that foreigners are using up the resources that were set up for the Americans that reside here. I'm angry that another country's flag was being flown in our city. I'm angry when I see our businesses and recreational areas littered with garbage left by people that do not know or understand our laws and culture and are making no attempt to learn about them. And let me be clear, this is not about race. This is about people being given the privilege of coming here from another country and having no respect for our people, our land, or our life's work. People living their life here the way they did in Haiti, angry, stealing, polluting, living in filth, and acting like animals. These are not civilized people. Opening containers in our grocery stores, helping themselves to what's inside and throwing the rest onto the shelves and floors. Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the side of an old school where children play. Relieving themselves in public. Making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop. What will become of Springfield? Where will we be in 5 years? The thought terrifies me. Will it be some sort of dystopian wasteland, with most of our original residents having moved away, and those that cannot afford to move being locked inside their homes, living in fear? This thought is keeping me awake at night. I just want the old Springfield back. I know it was far from perfect, but at least it was still ours. Thank you.
This is like a zombie invasion, ladies and gentlemen. If you know how hellish Haiti is, you'd understand. So we'll also pull up footage, because I've seen the footage, and I thought I sent it, of them tumping over cars, burning things, wandering around with machetes in Miami, in Springfield, Ohio. They're shipping them everywhere. And that's just the Haitians, ladies and gentlemen. Then all the Islamics and the rest of it, and the women in the burkas, and you go to a restaurant, they're pulling their burka up and eating spaghetti under it. Here's a Springville. The guy's killed a goose, it looks like. Or is that a dog? Zoom in on that. It's a goose. Okay, I got it right. I mean, folks, I mean, this is crazy town. Here's another Springfield, Ohio man. Says Haitian illegals are decapitating ducks in parks and eating them. Accuses commission members of getting paid off for allowing it. Well, yeah, the Democratic Party, Alexander Soros. Let's put Alexander Soros on screen. He's in charge of the operation now. It's funny to him. He hates this country. Here's a clip.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and like, and I'm getting out here every day and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from it. I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. You got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come
by
down.
By the way,
here.
Hit pause. Back in 10 seconds. See, these are regular, hardworking people. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young. And they don't study politics. They just know you're getting paid to do this. Yeah, the Democrats all sign them up for welfare, get a piece of it, just like with the homeless. And then they use them for voters. So, yes, they're getting paid. New York is going to spend $5 billion next year. They've already spent $4 billion this year on illegal aliens. And they give them driver's license. But the issue with the Haitians is they're cavemen, folks. I mean, they literally come from a place with no running water, no nothing, and it's just kill or be killed. It's very sad. Let's continue.
Like, who's getting paid from it? I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. You got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get like a task force for the Highway State Patrol, and they look for guns and they look for dope. and this and that and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers and pulling people over for, like, going left to center and, like, a couple miles over. Like, y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their Silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all
can take
them.
Back in a few seconds. This guy is so dead on. In Aurora, in Denver, in all these places, they will not arrest illegal aliens, even if they commit murder or attempted murder, or they let them out on $1,000 bail if they get forced to arrest them, because they say there's not a problem and that it's a fantasy. What is going on? No, it's not a fantasy. But you could turn the Haitians loose in New York. You wouldn't have a rat problem anymore because they eat them. That's where they come from. The worst third world country on earth is Haiti. And we're going to bring millions of them here. And then not even rehabilitate them or put them in school. Or just here on the streets now. Yeah, you get a welfare check. So they're wearing nice clothes. They got a cell phone. And they spend that money on that. And they go rob and steal for the rest of it. The Democrats get a cut of it. And if the police do their job and arrest them, the Soros DAs that are in control of almost every town and city in the country, just turn them loose. $1,000 bail. Oh, you shot somebody. $1,000. No big deal. Go do it again. This guy's dead on. They cut the police here in Austin. Won't prosecute crime. The governor sends them to the state police. All they do is write tickets. And I've seen reports. I've been looking for them. And by that, I mean it's in the news everywhere. Local news. Some of these corrupt jurisdictions are seizing people's cars for no reason and just stealing them. The government is criminal, folks, and it's at war with us. Not all the government, but a large part of it now. Let's finish up with what he's saying.
Y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their Silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to Sunset, and y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive, since the Highway State Patrol knows so much how to know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic. They need to, y'all pay them. They can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive. Cause it's getting I'm getting thousands of views on these, and it's going to get bigger and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a t-shirt and some Crocs. And then y'all need to come out here in these streets and y'all need to go out here and, I'm out here before the police is. Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair.
Whoever this local guy is, and I've seen his channel. I don't know why I didn't send it to you. I forget his name. I want him on the show. Because the globalists and their minions count on us not exposing it and the mainstream media not covering it. But we're the media now. Yeah, it's all in the article on Infowars.com. I want him on the show. Pronto, please. Tell the producers. All right. Let's finish up.
We got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt. Like, only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into them. And who is getting paid? Like, how much money is y'all really getting paid, like, to bring them over here? Like, I know it's deeper than them. I know that's where they come from and that's what they do. That's their country. I don't know what they got going on over there, but they can't do that over here. And if y'all just getting paid from it and then y'all ain't doing nothing about it, I think that's super weird, bro. Y'all got to stand on business. Y'all got to really, like, step up. Like, it's lame, bro. Like, for real.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's be clear. These people got here in the last 3.5 years, most of them now. How the hell do they have cars? And you look at the videos, they're wearing fancy shoes, shirts, pants, cell phones, cars. Because they get welfare checks. They get money as, quote, migrants. And then they just run around all day robbing people. And they're nice compared to the Venezuelan gangs. They're not gangs. They're just like zombies. Here's a woman in Springfield arrested for eating a woman's cat. Here's the video.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile at you.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with me.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
Laying on the ground, eating a dead cat in a pool of blood. Now, For those that haven't covered Haiti, we've sent reporters there many times. I've not been, but I've sent reporters when they had to land there in hurricanes and earthquakes, you know, on dirt runways. They have armed people with them. They always try to get robbed. There's just women, children being raped, just total lawlessness, feces running down the streets, and people just flopping around voodoo, demon-possessed everywhere. I mean, if you haven't studied Haiti, you think I'm joking. I could dig up the videos and show them to you. And it's not like we're picking the bad stuff. That's why Conan O'Brien once, they now send to a private beach there, they fence off. Conan O'Brien went and said, oh, Haiti's great, you ought to come here. He never went on the land. Oh, Haiti's great this time of year. So sad. I mean, I've got so many more clips. Here's J.D. Vance talking about the problem. Here it is.
Chairman Brown, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to submit a letter for the record from the city of Springfield and our state, the southwestern part of our state, which I think highlights a very real example of this particular concern, straight from the horse's mouth itself. And now this letter, I want to quote from it. Springfield has seen a surge in population through immigration that has significantly impacted our ability as a community to produce enough housing opportunities for all. Springfield's Haitian population has increased 15 to 20,000 over the last 4 years in a community of under 60,000 previous residents, putting a significant strain on our resources and ability to provide ample housing for all of our residents. And end quote there. And Mike.
No objection. So thank
you. In my conversations with folks in Springfield, it's not just housing. They're trying to build 5,000 new housing units, which is a very Herculean task in a town of about 55,000 people. But it's also hospital services, it's school services, there's a whole host of ways in which this immigration problem, I think, is having very real human consequences.
So imagine, that's a pretty small town, and they put 20,000 and more there. Here's American citizen confirmed Springfield, Ohio, Haitian immigrants eating people's pets. The police officer describes 19-year-old illegal, kills 68-year-old Ohio woman speeding through a red light. Springfield, Ohio woman says homeless Haitians are attacking her camped out. Woman speaks at Springfield, Ohio commission meeting about Haitian migrants stopping her from getting assistance. Springfield, Ohio says car insurance rates are skyrocketing because of it. Springfield, Ohio mayor and city manager on Fox talking about Haitian migrants. I won't even get to all of these ahead of the next guest coming up because it's impossible. There's just too many of them. Mother shoots man climbing through daughter's bedroom. I mean, it's just, we got to go there. We got to cover this. That's why we need funds to get more reporters hired back and continue on. Hopefully we'll share here in a few months, but I'll get to that in a moment. Play Club 14.
Hey, Patriots. So I didn't want to believe what I'm about to tell you, but after researching, looking into it in Ohio, I actually have people out in Ohio. It turns out that there is accuracy to this story. So Springfield is a small town in Ohio. 4 years ago, it had about 60,000 residents. Under Harris and Biden, 20,000 Haitian immigrants were shipped to Springfield, Ohio. The Haitians, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of them are literally like going to parks, you know, how we feed the ducks or whatever. They are taking ducks and cutting their heads off and taking them home to eat them, to cook them and eat them. There was a neighbor that was missing her cat. She couldn't find her cat. One day she came home from work. As soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards a neighbor's house where Haitians lived, and saw her cat hanging from a branch like you do, like a deer when you're field dressing or butchering. And they were carving the cat up to eat. They've been doing this to dogs. They've been doing it at Snyder Park with the ducks and the geese. This is Harris and Biden's, they flew these people in to Ohio. So if you're out in Ohio, please watch your animals. If you're anywhere, really.
All right, let's stop there. And it's happening all over the country. It goes on and on. Let's go ahead now. A police officer describes 19-year-old illegal killing somebody. Here it is.
At about 3:20 in the morning, we did have a fatal crash at the intersection of Stanley Avenue and Webster Street, where one person, a 68-year-old female, was deceased at the scene. She had stopped in to get a snack from the store and then was just heading to work right there at the Molly, waiting on the traffic light. And then an individual coming from Webster Street ran the red light. We know that due to the video footage we have obtained, striking that particular car, killing the driver, and then ultimately leaving on foot, fleeing from the scene. We are aware of his immigration status, and again, this is something that's not necessarily relevant to the traffic investigation and the crash, so that's something that somebody else will ultimately have to discuss.
Oh, yeah, it's not relevant. Woman speaks to Springfield City Commission about Haitian migrants stopping her from assistance, Springfield, Ohio. I want to come back and play a few more of these. The really important ones, the insurance rates have skyrocketed. So imagine you're a town of 58,000 people, and they stick 20,000 and counting, that's more than a third, extra illegal aliens from Haiti. And then, of course, they're above the law. This is all to bring down the United States of America, bankrupt it as fast as possible. This is the UN's plan to use imploded third world after the lockdowns to then bring these people in. That's the plan. We're going to go to break, come back, cover more of this. I got some other stuff I want to hit, and I'll hand the baton to the guest host. Who's the guest host? I've been so busy. It's always Harold Solenti on Monday. That's right. Does a great job. So before I end this hour, we're putting up the best fight we can against the globalist. And I try to explain this to people. It's like a chemistry reaction. You've got to have, you know, whatever the ingredients are to make the reaction to create what you're trying to do. We've got to be on air. We've got to reach people. And we got hardcore guests, the most hardcore breaking news. I don't care what the globalists do to me. I'm not stopping. But you can have a rocket ready to, you know, put a satellite in orbit. If it doesn't have the fuel, it can't get off the ground. We've already gotten off the ground, but we need more fuel to continue missions. It's simple. I have ways to incentivize you to support us financially by really good products that enrich and power your life. Everybody needs to go to our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, that has incredible nano silver products, the toothpaste, all of it with the nano silver and the tea tree and the iodine. It's so good for your gums and whole body. The mouth is such a key area to keep healthy. Never had any toothpaste like this. It's amazing. drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, it's about to sell out. Next Level Foundational Energy is something you want to experience. It isn't a stimulant, but it has a stimulant effect, clean with no letdown. Most people cannot absorb folic acid properly, even if you eat a giant salad twice a day of spinach and chew it properly. You're still not going to get a fraction because folic acid is very hard to break down the body, but it's what you operate off of. Methylfolate is the concentrate, bioavailable, 100% gets processed in the cells, cleans them out, does incredible things, and it's got other compounds in it that supercharge you. It's incredible. Next Level Foundational Energy, selling out, drjonesnaturals.com, and that funds this operation and so many other great products there, like the Nano Silver, the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. It's critical you support us. Thanks for the support. Go there now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's taken the internet by storm. Hundreds of millions of views. Internet launches cats and ducks for Trump meme after Haitian migrants filmed eating pets and local birds in Springfield, Ohio. The globalist plan in the 2006 Banff Canada World Government North American Union Summit documents that Lou Dobbs and others got, they said we're going to implode the third world, the globalists did, and then flood the West with military-aged men with no jobs, sign them up for welfare, and implode America, Cloward, and Piven. And now they brought in 25 million illegal aliens since Biden stole the election almost 4 years ago. We're 56 days out from the election, the huge debate tomorrow night. And you import the third world, you import Haitians with a collapsed civilization forever, and that's what you get, a weighing down of the system, a bankruptcy of the local governments, so the globalists can come in and take over society. That's the Great Reset. They build back better on the ashes of our civilization. If you want to be poor, if you want to be enslaved, if you want to have everything taken from you, you're under fifth generational warfare attacks right now. And we've gone over a lot of these clips, but there's too many to even show. The cats being killed, being butchered in front yards, women on the ground in the dark gobbling raw flesh of cats. This is beyond barbarian. This is satanic. And that's where we are. But this is key. Springfield, Ohio, car insurance rates have skyrocketed because the illegals, all a bunch of them have cars. They're killing people, wrecking, burning cars, raping, turning things over. And it's all they know. And then the insurance rates explode because you brought in 20-plus thousand Haitians to a town of 58,000, and now everybody's got to pay for the car wrecks. That, again, brings down civilization. Here's the clip.
So fucking mad right now. So I just got off the insurance company. Got off the phone with the insurance company. And was told that my insurance went up because of the cost of doing business in my area. I have two vehicles, two nice vehicles that I'm, you know, took a loan out on. And both of the drivers, me and my wife, have good driving records. No accidents and over... I mean, she's never had an accident. I had an accident when I was a teenager, so it's probably been over 15, 16 years ago I had an accident. And my insurance has gone up over $100 a month within 6 months. I pay over $420 a month for insurance for full coverage on two cars. They are. They're nice-looking cars. So I live in Springfield, Ohio, where the influx of Haitians are, and we have had a enormous amount of car accidents because they don't know how to drive. So now, because of that, my car insurance has gone up significantly. I might as well be taking out another car payment at this point just to cover my cars, but the government makes it so that you have to have car insurance. So I thought, you know, I'm going to shop around and see if I can find a cheaper rate. And all of the other insurance companies have given me the same rate, if not more. So I don't have a choice. So I got to pay for another car payment, basically.
All right, let's stop right there. This is Cloward and Piven, and it hits you at every level. 25 million illegal aliens. Almost none of them are getting jobs. It's a crisis. It's a military operation. Many of them work for China or Islamic groups in the Middle East. This is how you take down America. This is Red Dawn by illegal alien. The Democrats sign them up and take part of their welfare and part of their paycheck when they do get jobs, the 10% or so that do. So now Trump to the rescue to save the ducks and the kittens. And people can have fun with this, but it's, I guess it's good to laugh instead of cry. And I've got one more clip of the police chief and others talking about this. And then I'm going to hit a little bit of final news here on the debate tomorrow night and hand the baton to the great top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente. Please stay with us and follow me on X and Real Hawk Jones and share the links from Infowars.com/show with the live feeds. And I'll see you as well tomorrow night.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah!
Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me.
Running down.
Running down with life I'm fighting and fought and died to be.
If you don't love it.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. You're running down my country, man. You're walking on the fighting side.
The United States is under full replacement migration invasion. Yeah, some squirrely guy.
I read about some squirrely guy who claims he just don't believe.
We don't need to go fight some evil globalist war. We need to fight the information war with truth and justice here in America. To save our republic, and Europe's under the exact same attack. The great Gerald Celente takes over in a matter of minutes, but I wanted to finish up here. Look at this headline. Deranged Pelosi suggests coward Trump will chicken out of the debate against Kamala. Whatever they're doing, they say Trump is doing. But I wanted to finish up with Springfield, Ohio mayor and city manager on Fox talking about Haitian invaders. But they need to call out directly who's doing it. The globalists, the Biden administration, the borders are Kamala, Mayorkas, the 325,000 missing children, many in sex slavery. It's all admitted. These are master criminals. And they've set the precedent to get away with living hell. And they can steal the election coming up in 56 days. Katie bar the door. Time to deport all the military-age men that are here illegally. That'll shut everybody down. And Trump already shut the border down once, 99% compared to what it is now. Here's the clip.
Mayor into a single device, let alone one small enough to wear on your wrist.
Good morning to today you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15.
Here, let's just stop right there. This happens with the computer. Sometimes it plays two clips at once, but I want to get this clip out clean. We'll cut out the screw up. We post this to an archive to X and to Bandot Video. Let's start the clip over again. Here it is.
Mayor of Springfield, Ohio, and Brian Heck is the city manager, and they both join me now. Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15 to 20,000 immigrants have come across and into our community. This has overwhelmed our safety services and caused great concern for our community.
Brian, you're the city manager. Tell us more and how this influx is impacting the city.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having us on this morning. You know, when we see a 25% increase over a three-year period, we're a community. We do not have the capacity to sustain that. And it's taxing our infrastructure. It's taxing public safety. It's taxing our schools. It's taxing healthcare. And as J.D. Vance spoke on, it's taxing our housing. We had a housing shortage well before this immigration crisis that's impacted our community, and this has just made it 100 times worse. And so it's setting communities like Springfield up to fail, and we do not have the capacity to sustain it. And without additional federal assistance or support, again, communities like Springfield will fail.
Setting us up to fail. The answer is deport them and shut the border, not get more federal funding. That is designed to bankrupt the country. People need to get serious, understand this is premeditated on record. The Democrats have said that and admitted it. The same thing's being done in Europe. People are going to have to cut back the golf and cut back the screwing around and get politically engaged and support people that are fighting like InfoWars. This is a war, people. You're living in a modern war. We'd all rally if troops and tanks came across the border, at least I think we would, but if it comes through illegal aliens and bankruptcy and collapsing society and poison shots, people don't, because it's a new type of warfare. It's insane. It's not 15,000, it's over 20 now. So, I'm going to hand the baton to Gerald Celente, but speaking of this, we've barely survived the last few years, and we keep living and hanging on by our fingernails. You're like, oh, he'll always be there. Not if you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you. I'm simply saying we've got great products you need, and we're kicking ass and bringing you the best guest hosts and the best researchers and the best journalists and the best reports, and we're reaching conservatively with the main show 20 million people a day, with the clips tens of millions, 30, 40 million a day. We're kicking ass thanks to you sharing the articles and videos, and that's great. I ask for your prayer, I ask for your word of mouth, I ask for you to share the links, keep doing it, and I thank those that have supported and gotten great products, five-star reviews. But I need you to go, hey, I've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits, all these people say this nitric boost is so good for your cardiovascular, your brain, your heart, with all these natural compounds, all the stuff going on in the environment. I need this. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get nitric boost. You need to get our 1,000-milligram vitamin C, the Linus Pauling formula with the, that's what we won a Nobel Prize for it, rose hips, zinc, so good for your whole body. You need to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there for inflammation and your immune system and anti-cancer. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, the CBD gummies and the 1,000-milligram tincture. That's the strongest stuff out there, and it's way lower than anybody else that sells it. It's incredible. InfoWars MD, CBD, gummies, and tincture. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the films, the T-shirts, the great water filtration, highest rated, way lower than anybody else sells it. Maybe I should put a big markup on it. I wouldn't have a money problem, but I just give you a great deal. I'll make like 30% on these. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And one of the best things you can do to fight the globalists is to support us. So just see it as a donation and get great stuff in the mail. I know the economy's tough, but we're asking for your support now. We'll know in the next month or two whether InfoWars is going to survive. If it does, we're going to ramp back up, hire more crew, and just because the election comes and Trump wins, the real fight starts then. Regardless, I'll still be back on air. Plus, they pull the internet kill switch, but also support our outside sponsor to help do that in the future that I don't own, but it's my dad's. He's going to sponsor whatever we set up right after this if they shut us down. DrJonesNaturals.com with all the great supplements and products and nano silver and just incredible stuff not available at InfoWarsStore.com is available at DrJonesNaturals.com. So mark it down. Make the decision. You going to support us or not? You going to get great products or not? I want to thank those that have, but I want to say we're reaching 30, 40 million people a day, and... I mean, I know the economy shot because back in the day, we had a lot less audience when they were successfully censoring us. We're almost back to our height of 2016, 17. maybe even bigger. And money's not there. And I get it, folks. Things are screwed, but you got to decide, why are you giving money to that church that doesn't fight the New World Order? Doesn't speak out. I'm just saying, why not? This show does more to fight the globalists and abortion and the transgender cult and all of it than 99% of the churches. But think about not giving that church. Tell them, I'm not giving you money until you tell the truth. Support us and get products in the mail. Make the decision. Infowarsstore.com or drjonesnaturals.com. We're a huge platform for all these other great hosts and people that totally kick ass. So Jack Posobiec was just saying on the stage the other day that you got to start here. And Candace Owens, I mean, just you name it. This is an incubator. This isn't about me. It's about all of us together. But I need support. The enemy sees this as a major symbol they want to take down. I can't do it without you. I'm asking for aid and comfort in this war. This is bigger than 1776, and I am totally committed. I will never give up. I will never sell out. I will never back down. But we could run out of gas. So I'm firing the bat signal. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. Infowarsstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Take action now. And I want to thank all of you that have supported. And I want to ask those that haven't, what are you thinking? God bless you. The great top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. And everybody listen to what Alex is saying, because they're, you know, censorship is the American way. Oh, they call it misinformation. I forgot. If you don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouths of the little prostitute boys and girls, then you believe in misinformation. If you don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of some moronic little piece of crap politician, you believe in misinformation. So listen, you got to do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. And so put your money where your mind is. And it's the same thing, you know, here. Why go to InfoWars or subscribe to the Trends Journal when you could go to the Drudge Report? This is the major story on the Drudge Report. You ready for this? Princess Kate ends chemo. Palace releases new video. Recovery incredibly tough. Quote, life can change in an instant. Photos, healing in nature. Oh, the princess has cancer. Your brother, your sister, your friends have cancer. Who gives a damn? They're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. This is the news. You don't need to know what's going on in the world. You don't need to know how they're robbing and stealing every penny from us in the name of tax dollars. So these little pieces of political crap could keep sucking off the public tit and giving their money to the clowns that give them money to get elected. This isn't news. Oh, no, don't go to Drudge. Go to the Cartoon News Network. Oh, no, that's CNN. Or they're bringing back that little clown boy, that little arrogant jerk. I forgot his name, but who wants to remember? Here. Top story. Top story on the Cartoon News Network. You ready for this? The latest Apple Watch is the thinnest yet. Yeah. So, too, is the pecker of the clowns that are running the show. The thinnest yet. Oh, here's the second story. Catherine, Princess of Wales, says she has completed chemotherapy cancer treatment. Oh, and those poor people that died on the luxury yacht in off of the coast of Sicily, that was only in the news for over a week. You get it? You got to support InfoWars to keep the truth out there. Do I agree with everything? No, but the thing is like the Trends Journal. Think for yourself. We tell you what we see, where it's going. You do what you want. No ads, by the way, in our magazine. And it's only when you go to JonesTrends.com, $2.50 a week. So Alex was talking about the immigration. The flooding in, all right? Here's my book, Trends 2000, international bestseller. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So I'm going to talk about letting all the illegal aliens in. You ready? Remember, this is 1996. Undesirable aliens. And we go on to talk about the flood that started to come in. And you know what escalated it? That little lousy, rotten piece of scum, just to make it clear who it is, I did this T-shirt back in 1992 when he ran for office, Beware of Slick Willie. Every time that guy got caught with his pants down, it's bombs away over Baghdad. I could keep going. Oh, you like the Yugoslav War? No, the Kosovo War was one. Do we kill anybody anywhere? Yeah, anyway. What happened was the internet revolution. I'm going to give you why it changed immigration. That was in my book, but before I get to that, when I was a kid, I'll never forget, I'm listening to my parents, may they rest in peace. They were trying to get their cousin Constantino to bring him in from Italy. They couldn't do it. It was so hard. The restrictions were so tough. I'm going back to the 1950s when I was a kid. You know what had changed? When that, may he rot in hell, Johnson. Oh, another jerkoff Johnson. I'm Michael Johnson. I guess Johnson means jerkoff because the little clown boy we got as the majority, the House leader. Yeah, the Democrats. You know. Anyway, going back to LB jerkoff after they assassinated Kennedy. Kennedy didn't want the Vietnam War. You can listen to his speech at American University in June of 1963. It's all about peace. He ends it by saying, America will never go to war again. June, July, August, September, October, November. 5 months later, Jack, you're dead. LB Jerkoff becomes president, gets us into the Vietnam War 8 months later. They're drafting everybody. And I was prime draft meat, by the way, back then. Every day I'd wake up and they're going to get me. And I want to make this 100% clear. I, as a kid, was stupid enough to swallow the crap coming out of the mainstream media, and I supported the Vietnam War, in theory. But I did everything to beat the draft because I didn't want to get my brains blown out. And just to make this clear, Biden got 5 draft deferments. And Trump got a number of them too. Trump came out with, I got a bone spur on my ankle. Yeah, if you knew a doctor who could do the deal, you got out. Going back to LB Jerkoff. Now they're drafting guys like crazy. That's when they first relaxed the immigration rules to get more guys in the country. Because they're drafting everybody. That was number one. Number two, with the H-1B visas, what you're hearing now that nobody's talking about. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So going back to Slick Willie, what an arrogant piece of scum. Again, every time he got caught with his pants down, war. Oh, he also brought China into the World Trade Organization. I forgot that one. Oh, how about NAFTA sending our jobs to Mexico? What do you think that little fat mouth clown gets $300,000? $300,000 an hour from the Goldman Sachs gang to spew out his crap 1 hour when you can hear him BS for free. Gave the internet revolution's going on. Poof. Wages are going way up. We need people that know about this stuff. Again, if you weren't there, you don't know about it. This is in the early 90s. The H-1B visas allowed the Silicon con men to bring in cheap labor from India, China, and everywhere else where there were people that were doing tech. That's what happened. And now, it's a very simple story. A very simple story. Once upon a time, when I was a young man, there were grocery stores, hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, shoe stores, mom and pop stores. All gone. Boop. Finito. We got Staples. We got Home Depot. We got Lowe's. We got Walgreens. Yep. You got all the big chains own everything. CVS. Go to any of the stores, help wanted. They need cheap labor, capiche? Capiche? They need cheap labor. The construction, and again, I'm not talking about the nationality of the people, the good or the bad of them, and good and bad comes in everyone. I mean, I got, you know, a lot of Hispanic guys up here where I am up in Kingston. Very hard workers. You don't pay them what you would pay a regular worker. They want the cheap labor. That's why they're bringing them in. You got it? You know, I was so stupid as a young guy, I even voted for Richard Nixon. So life is a learning process. You got to keep learning and grow. And again, InfoWars is doing that by giving you the information that they're putting out there. And we're doing it with the Trends Journal. So going back, there's looking at the markets now. And seeing the jobs that it created, you saw the numbers that came out this past week. And very weak numbers. Stocks closed out year's worst week last week. The data was inconclusive. The U.S. added fewer than expected jobs in August. But the unemployment rate edged down. The manufacturing sector is in negative territory. The jobs that are being created are in social services and you know, working for the chains. They want all the cheap labor you can get. Again, when you look at the social services, I had my sister up here, may her soul rest in peace, and that's my sister Grace, who opened up the second Tapas Go-Go Lounge in New York City, Grace's Lucky Lounge. And I was a bartender there in 1968. Whew. She got choo-choo eyeballs. She got hair down below her knees. There was a wonderful woman taking care of her, Jamaican. And when she couldn't make it, another one, Jamaican. So they want cheap labor. And, of course, I paid them well because they were very kind and loving. But that's why they want all this. That's why the bigs want all the cheap labor in. Because we're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. So they're going to let them come in as much as they want. Now, I'm going to tell you a positive element to this. While it's negative now, again, not everybody's a gangster from Haiti. But again, who the hell wants to live over there? Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, where we're going. Look at all of the countries from Europe and the United States that destroyed Haiti over the centuries. I wonder how it got this bad, all right? But nobody talks about that. But here's what's going to happen. We're talking about Springfield in Ohio. You're going to see these Rust Belt towns start building back up. A lot of them. Because the migrant crisis is real. It's going to be years before it gets stopped, regardless of who gets in. And there's a ton of them up here already. And they can't afford to live in the bigger cities. So we look at things for not the way we want them, not the way we like them, not the way we want them to be. It's what is. So we look at all the different sides. So this is going to be a positive. Not right away. But these cities were going to crap. Again, the Rust Belt, yeah, thanks to the slime ball politicians that sent our manufacturing overseas. And what none of the candidates are talking about is America becoming a self-sustaining economy. That's right. We have all the human and natural resources we need. The only thing we should be importing is nice rosé from France. Some good prosciutto from Italy. Yeah, not these other products. Again, where I am up in Kingston, can't shirt factories run. So listen, support InfoWars. They're supporting you. We come back, we're going to talk about the economy, what's going on, what to do, and what's next. So stay tuned. InfoWars. Check them out.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well-drilled. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Alex Jones Show, and I love being on InfoWars because of what InfoWars does. You know, They got this article up there about how the business just closed down in San Francisco because of the crime rates, and they blame it on, you know, when they locked down with COVID. Yeah, no kidding. The damage that's been caused by the COVID war is incalculable. What no one's talking about, but we're going to talk about it again, is not only the businesses are closing down, all the office vacancy rates. In San Francisco, it's almost 35% vacant. Nobody there. So, of course, the building owners are going to default on their loans. And that's going to bring down the banking system, but nobody's talking about that. But going back to InfoWars and why you need to support them, they have articles like that up there. And again, we write about the analysis and trend forecasts in the Trends Journal. So they're giving you information, and we're also giving you not only information that keeps your mind healthy, but products that keep your body healthy. And they have this great sale going on now with this great product, Bodies. And you need that, ease that bod up, and boy, because this is tough times. So Bodies is really needed for now. And it's the perfect answer for whole body support. This stuff was out of stock for a long time. It's back in now. You're getting 25% off. And it's used as a medical herb. It's for thousands of years. It's turmeric. It's one of the most studied ingredients known today. So they pair this with black pepper. Bodies is turmeric supplement, and it takes advantage of the power of turmeric with over 95% of its active ingredients. So, it's a 360 win. It helps you with your joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support. You're supporting yourself and you're supporting InfoWars. So, you better get it now because it's going to go out of stock again because this is a big seller. And, you don't want to wait too long. So support your immune system, support InfoWars. Again, this Bodies has very, very powerful ancient ingredient turmeric. And again, 25% off InfoWars Life. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your whole body support because your whole body really needs it right now, man. Woo! If I say man, I got to say women too. Amen and hey women. Woo! So, I was talking about the economy before. EU economy weaker than anticipated. This was from the toilet paper record, the New York, the Wall Street Journal. I can't say the word. Yeah. This is the Wall Street Journal weekend edition that you pay $6 for. Look at that picture. New York fashions in the frame. Mirror, mirror, model shows off creations from the designer brand Earthling VIP at New York Men's Day, an initiative intended to nurture emerging talent. New York Fashion Week. Look at this. Look at this. Look at the way these clowns are dressed, number one. And I'm paying $6. I need data. I need facts of what in the world is going on economically. Go to hell, Salenti. We just brought in some more clowns from the UK. They're running the Wall Street Journal now. Oh, yeah, the UK clowns that are running CNN. Oh, how about the UK clowns that are running Bloomberg? And you might as well put an F, a U, and a C in front of that K. One after another. The mainstream Washington Post. Clowns from the UK. No Americans allowed. Nobody that will protest the crap that the politicians shove down your throat. And you know the way I feel about politicians. You get this t-shirt at Trends Journal. Hey, politicians. Who the F are you to tell me what to do? Hey, politicians, capiche? Hey, little Lindsey Graham, come over here. Tell me what to do. Make me try to do it. Oh, hey, hey, tough boy Cotton. Oh, I was a Marine. I'm better than anybody. I'll tell you what to do. Try to make me do it. Come on. You try to rob me of my freedom as an American. I am an American born to be free. Napolitano, born in the Bronx. And by the way, talking about freedom, September 28th, coming up soon, up here in Kingston, New York, on the Four Corners of Freedom, our Peace and Freedom Rally. Scott Ritter is behind this 1,000%. He's doing everything he can to get as many people here as we can to close down the streets and make the news. Judge Napolitano, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parenpohl, and others. And we're going to have music and entertainment. We're for peace. We're talking about all the aliens coming in and the country going to crap. Get it in your head. All the money goes to the war machine. Screw you. Oh, I'm going to send another $225 million to Ukraine. Oh, what is it, $20 billion deal to Israel to keep their genocide going? As the roads are rotting in front of us, the bridges are falling down, homeless everywhere, aliens come. Screw you, Salenti, no peace. Matter of fact, you see the cover of our Trends Journal. It's coming out tomorrow. Yep. Politicians want war. People want peace. Any politician, like that little clown boy, did he come out of the closet yet, Lindsey Graham, that keeps talking war, 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 that little slob couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. Anybody, and they don't make a paper bag big enough to put that fat boy into it. Anybody that supports the Israel war, the mass murder going on over there, the Palestinians, they're demolishing the place. Don't you call me an anti-Semite. Mike Blumenthal is going to be here. And you're probably, oh, Jewish, yeah, yeah. Nothing to do with religion. It has a lot to do with religion, but not the religion that if you don't believe in my religion, you don't believe. No, it's not my war. You want to support the Ukraine war? Go over there and fight. Send your money, send your wife, send your kids, your transgenders. Go over there, send your money and fight or shut your mouth. I don't want my money going to these wars. And I put my money where my mouth is. You go to OccupyPeace.com. These cost a lot of money to put on these rallies. Security on and on and on. Speakers. So go to OccupyPeace and try to come here to Kingston, New York on September 28th. I'm going to go back to the economy now. All right. So the August payrolls grew by less than expected. The markets, we just saw, you know, the, here's another. This is from the Turley Paper Record. This is, $4 a day. Look at this. Iran emerges as a top fake news threat in the U.S. presidential race. What kind of propaganda crap is this? Look at this. No pictures of the Palestinians being slaughtered, by the way. No, that's not allowed. So, again, September, the S&P fell 4.2% last week. This is very serious what's going on. The markets are being artificially propped up. You got to look at the data. The manufacturing data. They had that gentleman on before talking about the insurance rates going up. It's all over the country they're going up. Housing insurance. People aren't getting housing insurance. They're robbing us blind. The bigs have taken over everything. One of our covers where you want to run for office, the robber barons will give you the money. You got to get money basically from the robber barons. And I'm not making this up. Here, Blackstone to acquire Australian data center operator for $16.1 billion. Blackstone is in $1 billion euro deal for Europe logistic portfolio. Chelsea FC co-owner buys Nata 6. One after another, the bigs keep getting bigger. Charles Bank acquires digital agency Front Row. The bigs own everything. And I got to tell you, whoever gets in office, the bigs are there. I know you're a lot of Trump fans there, but again, I only do the data. Trump's tax breaks that he did in 2017 under the BS that by cutting the corporate tax, they were going to do capital improvements. According to the Tax Policy Center, the 1% got 64% of the tax benefits. And they didn't use the money for capital improvements. 2018 was one of the biggest year stock buybacks. Again, I only call things the way they are. Not the way you want them to be, not the way you like them. So we're looking at now, Federal Agency Regulatory Agency Commission on Friday approved BlackRock's $12.5 billion deal for Global Infrastructure Partners. All right, get this in your head. The bigs own the world. It's the robber barons. Get ready for off with their heads 2.0. That's what happens, you know. And I want peace. I don't want any of this. But I don't want these pieces of crap owning everything either. Housing affordability concerns reach record high. All right? Oh, that's in the Financial Times. And worker share of worldwide wealth falls further. That's according to the International Labor Organization. There's another article that came out. Mental health jobs will grow three times the rate of all U.S. jobs over the next decade. Mental health jobs? You mean everybody's out of their mind? We didn't have mental health jobs when I was a young guy. I mean, you know, you didn't know. Again, I'm the first of the baby boomers. I'm born 1946. There's 50 kids in my class. Nobody was nuts. Hey, yeah, we were all out of our minds in different ways. So here's what happened. And I'm hated for saying this. It all changed. Again, we're talking about labor, wages, on and on, and how the bigs have taken over everything. When I was in college, they started telling the women that you're as smart as men. You should be in the workforce. You don't have to raise your children. Put them in nursing homes for children. We'll call them daycare centers. And again, I took my sister Grace out of the best nursing home in Riverdale, New York. Because every time I went to see her, she was like this. Same thing. You're a little kid. You're out of your mind. And you got a bunch of other screaming little kids with one of low-paid workers, even if they were high-paid workers, wouldn't make any difference. Feeding you and taking care of you rather than your mother giving you love. That wouldn't be me if my mother had given me my love. I remember her reading me golden books. She had what they called in those days change your life children. She was like in her mid-40s. And my brothers and sisters, I was the youngest of five at the time. They said I was sitting on my mother's lap at 8 years old. I love my mom so much. So mothers stopped raising their children. They aren't daycare centers. They're nursing homes for kids. Go back. Look at the photos. Google it up. Woodstock. Woodstock, you know, when they had the big festival. Look at what the people look like. They weren't suffering from blimpitis. They were all in good shape. You know why? The mothers, all right, this is probably, they'll never hear from me again. They used to cook at home as they're taking care of the house and raising their family, rather than your kid sitting in a nursing home for children being fed garbage crap, ultra-processed prepared garbage, and mommy's coming home from work exhausted, and she's feeding you processed, pre-prepared food. Or picking it up at a fast food, junk food joint. 41%, according to the CDC, of all those hospitalized with COVID, 1 to 17-year-olds, 61%. 61% of 1 to 17-year-olds hospitalized with COVID, according to the CDC, were obese. So again, you got to see what's going on over here. The country's rotting in front of us. And I'm going to tell you one of the other ones. No, either Trump or Biden is saying that close all the military bases overseas. Use the troops to secure the homeland. What do we got? We're 900 bases as the country's rotting in front of us. Bring home the troops. Secure the homeland. That's occupied peace. Put them to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. Give them skills. If you want to go to war, you want your money going overseas, let the people vote. Not like a little pecker boy like Mike Johnson or Lindsey Graham or Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. So going back to the economy, U.S. job vacancies slid to their lowest level since 2021. Oh, lowest level since 2021. Oh, that was the height of the COVID war when everything's locked down. All right, you know how bad it is? The markets, again, gold prices, when I just took a break over here, gold is selling at $2,507 an ounce. $2,507 an ounce. One of your top trends for 2024, a golden year for gold. Gold's gone up almost $500 an ounce since we made that forecast. This thing is going down big. And again, we're the only ones talking about there's going to be a banking crisis as all these delinquencies start happening on the office buildings, and they're extending the loans artificially so they don't come up and show how bad it is. We don't tell you what to do, but one of the GCs, three Gs, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. So on and on here, the job openings have a downward trend from their 2020 peak as the labor market has showed dropping 13% over the past year. So if labor market's declining, how are people going to afford to buy anything? And again, we write week after week, we're showing one of the old saying is the fish rots in the head down. Luxury sales are way down. They're way down. So if they're falling down at the top, oh, you see all these Dollar Generals. Oh, there was a great dollar shop right here in Kingston. I love the place. Just when it closed up. Closed up a bunch of stores around here. They're all closing up. See, even the people can't afford the dollar stores. As I said, should the economy crash, we have a stock market crash, and they're going to do everything they can to prop it up. If they have a stock market crash, Trump wins. If they don't, I don't see him winning. But that's just the way I see it because, again, I look at the data, and now the New York Times just came out and said Harris's boom is flattened out. Again, it's going to be the abortion issue. She's going to get most of the women vote. She's going to get the Hispanic vote. A lot of it is going to get the Asian vote and the black vote. That's the way we see it. Again, just going by the numbers. But, of course, what the critical issue is she has to win the swing states. So Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, those are the key areas. Again, I'm getting all this stuff in the mail every couple of days a week from Trump, to vote for Trump. I'm in New York. New York is not going to go Trump. No way, no how. New York State is a libtard state. Why waste your money doing that? You should be putting your money only into the swing states. It's stupid to do this. There's no way that Trump is going to win New York. It's a libtard country, state. California and New York, the libtarditis is, it's everywhere. So this is how we're telling you why to subscribe and what we're giving you. This is an article from the Wall Street Journal. A once hot sector falls on hard times. And they're talking about how things are slowing down in the science fields. And they say it's overbuilt up in Boston. At the very bottom down here, in a little tiny spot, they have in the Boston area with over 50 million square feet, vacancies have soared to 27.7%. You ready? Compared to less than 6.2% in 2020. You got it? Office building bust. There's going to be an office building crisis, the likes of which we've never seen before. They're going to default on them. And again, you know, we're just giving you a little bit of what we put in the magazine. It's going to be very bad. Here, these are some articles. Chinese EV sales make gains, but they're only lifted by government subsidies. BMW and Toyota partner on hydrogen-powered EVs. Pledging Salesforce Volvo to abandon pledge to go totally electric. What's one of your top trends for 2024? EVs go F you. We've been writing about this for years, that this is hype. It's not reality. But again, the hydrogen is what to look for, and we give you high-tech science trends in the Trends Journal, AI, Technocracy by Joe Duran, on and on and on. And this is how the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Look at this big article here, right? Look at this. Racing the clock to document ISIS genocide of the Yazidis of Iraq. Oh. ISIS genocide? According to this article, they killed some 10,000 Yazidis. Oh yeah? How about the latest number? 41,000 Palestinians killed. That's not genocide. Oh, and they're throwing them out of where they live? That's not genocide? Oh, and how about, according to the data, 95,000 Palestinians seriously wounded? Oh, and how about the 11,000 that are missing because they're bombed under the rubble to death? But not a word about that, but 10,000 Yazidis, now we're talking. And who knows what a Yazidi is? That's how they're covering up the news. And that's why we're giving you what nobody else is. Yeah. Netanyahu rejects pressure to reach ceasefire deal, reaffirms stance on Philadelphia corridor, meaning they could steal more land over there. And again, attacking the settlements, and then the people fighting back were attacking the settlements because there are terrorists there and militants. Oh, you mean the people that are fighting the invaders, the militants and terrorists? There's your article. Politicians want war. This is a cover of the Trends Journal. People want peace. It's the truth. Can't deny it. We need peace on earth, goodwill to all. That's what God trusts in us. Thanks for tuning in. And please come to Occupy Peace.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because the lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea. What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the Earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.